The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
What are we doing here?
It's going to be eating and then starting.
Whenever I see you touch that, I just assume we're recording.
We are recording.
Yeah, so we're just going to be recording and eating breakfast.
Yeah, it's what we do.
We're eating breakfast tacos land.
Welcome to Thinking Outside of Breakfast.
Should we do like a totally different kind of intro? Thank you for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
This isn't the time for intros, though.
It's going to get a little ASMR here where everybody's eating.
I hate that.
Just
this is so pointless and stupid. Those a-holes have so many fucking followers. The ASMR guys?
Yeah.
The people, I guess. They're fucking people who just make noises on mic.
Yeah.
Like they cut shit, and so you hear the or they scratch shit or some shit. It's supposed to be soothing or something. It's really weird.
One of the other shows.
Dude, people just the ways that people thing. Make money and then we struggle just pisses me off so bad.
Two boys and a house and a girlfriend and cars that need work.
And this did you ever read about the guy who made like Pornhub and shit?
Yeah.
Literally had no connection to porn, didn't make any porn, didn't know. And he's like, I'm just going to make this thing where I steal all your shit and I put it up for free and now I'm a billionaire. And then nothing's happening to him because it's porn.
And then
his judge was just like, we don't care, it's porn.
On the other end of the hallway is a guy with a microphone opening a bag of chips.
That's really what it is. It's the fucking weirdest thing. Apparently, it's really soothing. That's what I hear.
I think
there's a lot of people who just shouldn't be alive.
There's a show I listen to where, like, when there's a special announcement, they play two ASMR clips, and one of them's like somebody dumping a bag of chips into a bowl. So it's just that, like, ping, ping, ba-ding, ping, rustle, rustle. And then the other sound is like a cat eating kibble. So it's just that. It's like, God damn it, this is not soothing at all. It puts me on edge.
Like, telling you, weird.
Like, I woke up this morning to Yeti drinking out of his water bottle, like, eyes red, like, completely wide open, like, God damn it.
So my mom bought, I can prove this, I have the purchase history still on Amazon. Uh-oh. My mom told me to purchase her a white, like, noise machine.
Oh, so she could go to sleep?
Yeah, so the first night it came, I just opened it and, like, listened to it, because I was like, whatever, what is this all about? The entire night, I just kept waking up going, like, what the fuck's that? Every time, it's like, get the fuck, fall back asleep. I'm like, why?
Oh, she had it set on the ocean or some shit?
No, I just put it on one of the things, and I guess that was, like, its setting. And literally, every time it changed, I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
You're like, oh, rainforest.
It woke me up every single time.
When Felicity would cry when she was little, that was one of the things, not the ocean shit, but that was one of the things they recommended is actual white noise. So I'd just find it on my phone, and I'd put it on my chest, and I'd just put, it was just fucking white noise, and it would relax her. I don't know why. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
I thought you were about to make a total joke out of that and be like, yeah, I just can't sleep unless one of my babies is crying.
No.
I do understand that. It seems like maybe a womb-like noise, and they're used to that.
I do sleep through crying.
Yeah, like the
yeah, that's creepy. I can't sleep through that. I can feel piercing eyes just looking at me.
I used to do that to my dad when I was a kid.
The weirdest fucking thing.
Isn't that weird? Because you shouldn't be able to feel it. It's like we're all just a little bit psychic that way.
It's just like even in a crowd, like, or at, like, if you're at work and like somebody's like looking at you and you're just like, and you both lock eyes for a second, you're both like, just turn away real quick, like, oh, whoops, that was weird.
Yeah, she randomly sneaks into our room. She's a little shit. She scares the shit out of it, because Johnny used to sneak into our room, but he used to get in, or we used to set him up. And she'll just sneak, like, kind of under the bed so that she's still a little warm and she has her blanket. And then I'll go to the restroom and pass by her and not see her, and then come back in, and she's on the floor, and she just freaks me the fuck out.
There goes a baby.
Yeah, oh, shit!
Are you alive? Please be alive. Kind of nudge him a little bit.
My mom has this story, I guess. I don't remember because I was really little, but I snuck into her bed, and I guess I was, like, born with blondish red hair that only lasted for, like, 3 or 4 years. Then went dark brown. But I wish we had a dog with a similar hair color, and I snuck into her bed one night, and she woke up and thought it was the dog. She kicked me out of the bed and just, like, aced my face against the hardwood floor. She was, like, a 5 foot.
Do you have any good stories with your mom?
Yeah, there's lots of them, but that was not one. I don't remember that one.
It's out of just pure context, anyone that listens to this show just thinks you were abused as a child.
Probably.
It comes with being Hispanic.
Yeah, there's plenty of good stuff. That was accidental, and I probably don't remember it because I smashed my head against the floor.
Trust me, she remembers it perfectly.
Jill, no, that wasn't me. You jumped.
Yes, you dove head first to the ground.
I don't know why. It's weird.
I was trying to save you, mijo.
It's hard raising a Spanish kid.
But mira, you had the bruja in you. Watching three dudes just naked, swimming.
It's not weird.
I love this movie.
I love this one, and I really like the Wahlberg version. That was a pretty good Ruby reboot.
You know, we'll get there, obviously, yeah. But I actually liked it, too.
I honestly can't really remember it. I have seen it, but...
I liked it visually better than I liked the newer ones. I don't like CGI. It looks too fake.
You really have to suspend your belief to think that Caesar is like a real thing happening. And then the last movie.
I don't know, that part of the first movie where he talks at the beginning, when he's first like, no, it's creepy as hell.
Yeah.
You're like, ah! Fucking monkey. Instantly, dude.
They're apes, asshole.
I don't care what they are. Instantly...
Racist. It's literally racist. They're two different races of animal.
Isn't it species?
Species. Yeah. You're a species.
I don't care what it is. I'm literally sledgehammering a monkey if it talks to me. It's like, you will not take over the world.
They're all, no, we taught it that.
Teach it sign language next time, asshole.
You or
I can, like I can deal Congo? With that. Yeah. I've heard of that before. Lots of apes have learned like sign language and they don't kill everyone and take over the planet. Every time on a movie,
in Congo, they did try to kill everybody, I guess, too.
That was just in the rainforest, though. Because they were stealing the diamonds.
That's true, yeah.
And they had weird laser guns.
One weird laser gun. Yeah. It was actually a satellite transmission thing, but somehow they rigged it to fucking cut monkeys in half.
Yeah.
The movie was so weird.
Why, I remember
it. Was there anybody famous in that movie? I don't think there was.
Isn't the guy that voices Ultron, like, the main actor?
I don't even know.
Spader?
Spader?
Jason Maybe. Spader? Maybe. Is that his name?
I could be dead wrong.
Because that's the guy from The Blacklist. I don't think so.
I could look it up real quick.
Yeah, I guess.
Google it. Literally all I remember is the monkey parts of that movie.
Yeah.
And the stupid. I remember that specifically because I was like, that's not how shit works. It's not like my cell phone tinkered with it. It's a fucking laser now.
You never know. You could be James Bond.
He's MacGyver. That's what we need.
Was he an electrician?
MacGyver?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He was handyman. Jack of all trades.
I thought you were supposed to just believe that he was like...
Oh, Tim Curry.
Oh, shit.
Ernie Hudson. Bruce Campbell's in that movie?
What?
I definitely don't remember Bruce Campbell in that movie.
I remember Bruce Campbell Ernie just Hudson. Secretly in every movie.
Ernie Hudson, Bruce Campbell, and Tim Curry are probably the most famous people in that movie. Walsh, I can remember his face, but I don't...
Laura Linney.
I don't know the name.
She's pretty famous. Yeah, this Dylan Walsh guy, whoever the hell he is.
I
thought was Spader.
Maybe we'll have to
he's
do Congo.
He's the monkey trainer, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. And like one of like two people to make it out of the jungle alive. The other being the monkey, I think.
Oh, yeah, Tim Curry's...
Oh, she leaves.
Tim Curry's the one I actually remember.
Is he the bad guy? I bet he makes a good bad guy.
He's not really the bad guy. He's the one that's, like, trying to find the lost city. But he's not really bad. He's just kind of an asshole and dies.
The monkeys kill him?
I believe he is killed by monkeys in that movie.
I think they're gorillas, actually. Now that
they
I
are
say
gorillas.
That.
They're white gorillas.
Not but brown like, gorillas?
Racist. They're, like, crazy zombie, like...
And they fucking kill the other gorillas, so they are racist.
Well, that's true, right?
Those white gorillas, very... Very racist white girls. A lot of fucking people in this movie. You just keep scrolling.
There's a lot of people in all movies.
Yeah, but usually when you look at the cast, it shows you like five people, not like literally scrolling pages of people.
Yeah, it's a little intense.
Should we talk about something?
Talk about Congo.
When did it come out?
1995, I think.
Wow.
I remember having like,
shit
collectible mugs from like McDonald's or something.
Really?
I think so.
I think the only collectible shit that I remember that wasn't like an action figure was Star Wars.
Yeah, there are people that worked for me that were episode born after one. This.
Oh yeah. Me too, I think. Yeah, but I don't remember.
There's
like
those Disney collector cups.
They yeah,
like
I don't.
Pocahontas and Lion King. And
so I was the youngest of five. I never watched Disney stuff.
Lion King is actually, at the movie theater, is one of my sadder moments, I think, as a child.
Why?
Because we got turned, we bought tickets and then went in and there was nowhere to sit. And then they turned us around and were like, you got to come back. And I was like, what the fuck?
Why would you sell me a ticket?
I don't think they had like accurate counters back in the day.
It's not that hard. How many seats?
You would think so.
Tickets?
But I remember we went and it was packed as shit. And
such a strange.
We got
thing.
The tickets and we fucking went in and it was like there's nowhere to sit. And you know you're a little kid, so you're all pumped up. And then they're like, get the fuck out. How long ago was fucking Lion King?
That was in the 90s too.
I was like, how old was I?
That yeah. hurts. Right
I saw the coolest Soul Stone meme, bro. It's with the monkey. What's the monkey's name? Does he have a name?
From
Rafiki. Yeah, he's got Simba in his hand, and he's got him like showing him like he does in the movie, and he fucking throws him over the cliff, and then the Soul Stone appears in his hand.
1994.
Ooh, 1 year before Congo.
Yeah.
How old was I?
I was born in 84, so I was 10.
I was 7.
Yeah, I was still a little kid-ish. When was Jurassic Park out?
I'm just going to go with your age since we're pretty close.
Huh?
I'm just going to go with whatever you said because we're pretty close in age anyway. If you were 7,
you
I
were
guess
probably
I was
6
or something.
You're not older than me, are you?
Jurassic Park, yeah.
When were you born?
September.
Year, fucker. Oh. The year.
85.
Yes, you're older than me by 2 years.
Yeah, I think Jurassic Park...
October.
Jurassic Park's the first movie I saw in theaters.
What year?
When were you born?
84.
In winter.
It so had already come
nine,
by that
I guess.
Point.
It was a Friday.
I was 9 and I remember it blowing my fucking mind.
In Jurassic Park or in Lion King?
Jurassic Park.
You came out when?
93.
93. I thought you said 83.
I remember being terrified by that movie. The fucking raptor scene.
Oh, no. I just remember. I do think it was the first movie I saw.
I saw the second one in theaters. I can't remember what the first movie I ever saw was. I think it was that bullshit movie Contact.
I like that movie.
I didn't like that movie. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the very first movie I've ever seen. I think it was that one because I think Men in Black came out the same year and we were going for a fucking birthday party and for some reason we went to see Contact instead of Men in Black.
Granted, a super odd kid's choice for a birthday movie. I like the movie, but I wouldn't assume that's its audience.
That's the one where she's like, they're trying to reach aliens or some shit. She like sees a vision at the end or some bullshit,
and they
right?
I don't believe her, yeah.
Yeah,
she's only gone for like a split second.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put her in a ball and drop her through a gyro.
Yes. Yeah, that movie was awful.
Visual was awesome. But
it was her dad? Oh,
well, it was an alien pretending to be her dad so she wouldn't freak out. That was 1997. That was a long time ago, too.
I think the first movie I saw in theater was
Babe. I was 10.
What?
Babe. The pig movie.
Babe?
Yeah, I think that was the first movie I saw in theater.
Well, that seems beyond your, like, before your time. That's weird.
It's because that movie
1995.
Is
old, too.
For Babe? Wow, that's not... I figured that was older.
There may be a movie before Jurassic Park that I saw, but Jurassic Park's erased.
Maybe
it.
It's the book that I'm thinking of, because the book came out.
Oh yeah, the fucking.
Is it Charlotte's Web?
Yeah, I don't think there is a Babe book.
Is there not a Babe book?
I mean, there probably was after the movie.
What's the Marxist one? That's Charlotte's Web, right?
Spider that makes the webs.
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know about
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. There's a pig.
We had a. We
animated.
Did a whole report on this. How the themes in the fucking book were about like Marxism and shit.
At what fucking age? Like.
It was in middle school, I think.
Okay.
It was not Babe.
I know what the second movie I saw in theaters.
I haven't seen Babe in a while, but I don't remember a lot of Marxist shit in it.
The Mask was the second movie I ever saw in theater.
I used to like The Mask. I watched it again like 6 months ago. It wasn't that good.
Animal Farm.
Oh, that's a totally different genre.
George Orwell. That's
yeah,
what I'm talking about.
I would have
about.
Never gotten from Babe to Animal Farm. Granted. Both have a farm.
They're both. It. They both have pigs too, right?
That's weird.
I didn't watch a lot of little kid shit when I was little. I had too many older siblings.
Me too.
I did too.
It was like I had cartoons, but as far as movies went, it was like Star Trek movies.
And cartoons were few and far. Like if I could get to watch them, it was because like the other siblings were doing Dawn or something.
Yeah, I don't remember ever watching cartoons.
Usually I had to watch some other bullshit that I didn't want to watch.
It was usually novellas. That's usually what it was. I know a lot of novellas by heart, bro. That's, I'm not going to lie.
I think my mom watched a few. There would be like Days of Our Lives, and then there would be like a Spanish version of Days of Our Lives after, and I don't remember its name. It's just went from like white people to like Spanish people novellas. So it's basically the same plot, just different people.
Yeah, I remember Contact and then the new episode one. I remember watching that in the theaters too. And Star those Wars. Are really, yeah, from a long time ago, those are really the only thing. Oh, I watched the second Jurassic Park. I remember watching that in the theaters with my brother.
I didn't realize that was in my pocket. I can't do it.
I don't remember watching too many things in the theater when I was little.
We had the Dollar Theater, so I always went there. Really close to my house. I spent absurd amounts of money, though, still watching like the same shit. I literally watched Independence Day probably 35 times.
Same.
So I had nothing else to do. I'm just like, let's go watch this thing. I was like, fucking
$35. Epic. That's not that much.
I watched it. I can still watch it. Still good.
Shit. That'd be $300 now.
Yeah. Now it's, you start to notice. That Dollar Theater was shit, though. I remember, like, literally pieces of the ceiling were falling down and stuff.
Oh, we went to go watch Detective Pikachu the other day. The fucking screen was fucking dark while the audio was going for like 10 minutes. Oh, just at the beginning, so it didn't affect the movie.
Oh, good.
But then their ceiling looks like it got water damage too. Like, it looks like it's falling apart. It's really weird in Greeley at the mall. The one that's fairly new. I don't think it's that old.
That theater's actually really old. They've just been revamping it.
Oh, okay.
A few leaks, you know, just don't look up.
Yeah.
Eyes on the screen.
It's hard.
It even used to be its own building.
You start getting
and
nervous.
Slowly the mall is like eating it. And
yeah, that's what she was
there for
too.
A while. It was like in the mall was open yeah. to go into it too, yep. but then they closed that off.
She said we were literally talking about that because we went and sat and ate at the little pizza joint that's there, and we were that wall that's right there used to be the entrance,
yeah.
and so it's weird you have to go out to go back in now.
Yeah, I don't know why they took that away. That nobody goes. I've never seen anyone in there.
I don't really see too many people at those arcades, just in general.
It's because it's fucking expensive. It's like $3 for a little motorbike game. I take my nephew in there when I take him to go see a movie. But you can rack up 10, 15 bucks in like 10 minutes. Oof. And you're already overpaying for something when you're going to see a movie.
God, yeah.
Yeah,
but some of that was my fault because it was the online. Like, you get charged $1.25 or $1.50 per ticket if you do online, if you reserve it online. It's
yeah, I don't understand
weird.
That. Like the convenience fee?
Yeah, yeah.
For your convenience, more money.
There wasn't that many people there. We probably could have just went in and bought tickets, honestly.
That movie came out of nowhere. I heard nothing about it, and then one day Detective Pikachu was in the theaters.
It's so good, dude. Did you like it?
Yes.
I liked it.
I have no love for Pokemon, so I don't think I'll like it.
It's not
anti-love. I just haven't seen it yet.
You can thoroughly hate Pokemon, think it's the dumbest crap in the world, but goddamn,
I don't hate
Reynolds.
It. I just Ryan really,
Reynolds, that's his name.
I just really haven't watched any Pokemon.
His dialogue throughout the movie is just amazing.
Is he like Pikachu?
Yeah.
Just be saying Pikachu?
So there's a story behind that. That's why. Yeah. That's a part of the mysteries that you have to figure out. Because him and his trainer are the only ones that can understand him. Much like in the TV show, honestly. Yeah. It's never explicitly said that Pikachu and Ash can talk to each other, but they genuinely fucking understand each other. So
they understand.
Yeah.
He's the R2-D2 of the animal world.
Pikachu? Yeah, that's probably true.
So R2-D2 actually says more things, but I don't know how anyone understands him. Well, they all do.
He just makes noises. Yeah, that was funny. A relatively unknown. No, I guess he's not like super unknown.
No, I was gonna say.
I don't know anything about Pokemon, and I know who he is
for a long time.
The Psyduck's the one that's always has a headache.
Yeah. And he explodes whenever he gets too anxious.
Never really wants to be there, but
yeah, he just pops out randomly.
It's just the anxiety Pokemon.
Yeah,
just waiting for him to blow up.
It's funny. I'm telling. It's essentially a fucking like murder mystery movie, and you just with Pokemon. You have to watch.
I'll see it eventually, but it's not one I'm going to go to the theaters and
be on. There's an amazing good cop, bad cop scene with a Mr. Mime that is just priceless.
Like, all right, I'm done being good cop. I'm bad cop now. It's funny.
I'll see it eventually.
I think you'd laugh a lot more than you think you would.
I think I would too. I don't get to go see movies that I really want to see, time, let alone.
You don't need your back to work to go sit in a theater, bro.
Yeah. I needed to get there. I'm serious, dude. Some of these days, I was feeling so messed up, I couldn't. It was like hour-long trips to get down two flights of stairs to the bathroom. I'm like, I gotta pee again. Fuck.
That's why we bought this house.
Couldn't lift my feet high enough to get back up the stairs, stubbing my toe on every freaking stair.
We figured that this house would be the house we stayed in for probably the next 15 or 20 years. So I was like, I don't fucking want stairs anymore. No, and you know, the downstairs, we barely go down there, but I don't want, because in the old house, you would come in and the kitchen and the dining room were there, the living room, yeah. But you'd have to go upstairs to all of the bedrooms. Yeah. And so it was kind of a headache to do that, all that shit.
I don't mind my bedroom being like up like two flights of stairs, but it's just like the bathroom also not being up there is lame.
That's rough.
Yeah, we had a bathroom downstairs and a bathroom upstairs, so no bathrooms on level. Yeah.
If you wake up, go to the bathroom, you're probably going to be up for a while just because you so much random walking about or just, I'm awake now. And I did. I was used to having the bathroom before, like just being part of my room. Just be like, back into bed.
Right. Or my apartment where the bathroom was like literally in the closet of my bedroom. I keep forgetting you guys never really saw my old place.
No.
Did you just pee
once.
In the closet? Is that what you're saying?
More or less. Like,
I thought about going back into oldie times. I was like, we're going to get one of them pee buckets.
I need a latrine.
The pot. You just open up your window in the morning and throw it out on the road.
That had to be a disgusting time.
That sounds awful.
Right?
But I mean, I still don't know where this shit came from, though. Like, I know it's aggravated over a year, because for years now, I felt my back's just been achy. It's not been bad.
Right.
And I've gone to the doctors, and they've always been like, you're fine. And then literally about a month, 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, I was getting to the point I can't sit down for long periods of time. I couldn't walk for sometimes. And I was still going to the doctor, and they're still saying, yeah, you're fine. I wish you could freaking sue doctors sometimes.
You can. You just have to be able to prove it.
Well, I went in there and fucking lit her up, though, because she's Leisha Garcia, you piece of shit. She wouldn't even do anything. She wouldn't do anything. I was like, I know my back is injured to some degree. She's like, no, you're just big. And I was like, I get that I'm big. I can work on that, but I can't fucking walk. So we got to have an intermediate between now and then. Oh, no, it's just that. Well, can we get, like, an MRI x-ray? No, there's no need because it's not injured. I was like, it literally feels like my back is splitting apart on the bottom. There is an injury here. No, you're fine. Okay. And then it comes down to, like I said, 3 or 2 months ago, I woke up and couldn't feel my feet one day. And I go to a different doctor, and I'm like, something's seriously jacked up. They MRI me, x-ray all that shit. I have two fractures that have completely healed in one of my discs and a bulging disc. So my back's been hurt for a long time. And now they're starting to do different crap. And I'm just like, really, bitch? It's my money. Like, you can't sit me and look to see if something's wrong? Like, I get it if somebody comes in and you might have to be like, hey, this isn't, you're probably not what you think it is. But if they come in like 3 or 4 times and they're like, yeah, I can't move. Can we do something?
She thought you were a drug seeker, bro.
She wouldn't even give me, I didn't even ask. I've never once asked for anything. I was just like, can you look at it? Does it feel right? That's fine.
I can see you're good.
Well, this other doctor that finally started listening to me, even when he first was like rubbing his hands up and down my spine, he's like, yeah, you can feel your muscles are just like twitching all over the place. There's something going on here. I'm like, oh, thanks. It's not in my head. I want to move.
When I went to the ER in California, because of my diverticulitis, I knew right away. I was like, I know what's wrong. It's fucking this. Just, you don't need to test me, I promise. I don't want pain pills. Just give me the antibiotics. That's all I want. But they had to go through everything. I was like, ah, all right.
They finally put me on muscle relax, which I didn't even want.
I don't want to stay on them. I took the Vicodin or whatever it was like twice, I think. I don't like taking pain pills. They make me feel weird.
I don't either.
I don't like them either.
Yeah.
But I will say these muscle relaxers are pretty bomb. But they're weird because they don't. It starts with like a, it's like T-I-Z-I or something. Is that what it is? That one. They don't make me tired. They don't make me tired. But what they do is they make me super fucking focused. Like when I was at work last night, when I was working on loads, I was like jamming through them. But then at one point I started looking at the wall and like 45 minutes went by. Like I was just like, whatever I was doing, I was like intensely doing that thing.
You're having this beautiful mind moment where things are just happening in front of you.
Speaking about another movie I hate.
A Beautiful Mind. Yeah. I don't, it's sad.
So slow.
I like those kind of movies. I don't know.
It just depends on the movie, but I don't like that movie.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's been a long time, but I remember liking it.
I just know the bits from it.
I think we watched it in class for some reason. I don't remember why.
What's that movie with the guy who invented the first computer and he was gay, and then they like shunned him and imprisoned him and then committed suicide?
Imitation Game.
That's a really slow movie that's almost too sad to like. Because it's like... He, like, does all this great shit, and they're like, but you're a fig. So they throw him in jail.
Wow.
And he commits suicide because he's all sad and depressed.
But thanks for winning World War II for us.
Yeah, I was like,
But you're gay, so go kill yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, it's literally the movie. It's a sad movie.
They didn't like homosexuals back in the day.
They don't like them now.
Yeah, they're starting to give them their rights.
Slowly. Slowly rolling
as other parts of the country are trying to take them away.
It's a scale you have to balance. It's like, well, if we start giving the gays rights, then we have to start taking them away from women again. So, you know, the right wing has to keep everything balanced.
They're Thanos of the fucking Democratic or of the politics.
If everyone has too many rights, people do too many things. Can't be having that.
All these rights, making a lot of wrongs. I don't like it.
So weird.
I don't get it either.
I just don't even understand what motivates you to care to do that.
That's what I don't understand. If I'm doing something in my life and it doesn't affect you, like, who cares?
I don't care about most really of the like things that are going on in my life that
much. I think
you
should stop drinking that coffee.
I will, because it's empty.
Good. I'm glad it's empty.
If I had to go through everything it took to pass that law to do normal things in my day-to-day life, I probably wouldn't do it. I'm just like, it's not work. Other people got to vote on it. I got to write some shit up. I'm just not going to go there.
Like, there's always a chance it might not work out, so I just wasted all this time anyway.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch something else. Yeah. Something that's already legal.
I'm going to go watch Contact.
Awful. You're having that baby, 12-year-old. You are having that baby. Whether you like it or not.
You're having that baby, 12-year-old.
Wasn't that one of the examples that everybody's like all pissed off about right now?
That was the thing I shared, I think.
Like, I was like, if you abort the baby, nobody will notice. I was like, they should still notice that kid was 12.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how dumb you have to be, but it clearly significantly
are you, did
dumb.
You check how old that girl was? Yeah, probably 12. Just call somebody. But if she had to have the baby, then you would have known.
I'm pretty sure she would have got hit in the stomach until the baby was gone.
Yale. Did I tell you about that bumper sticker I saw one time that said, I heart abortions and the heart was made out of a wire hanger?
Oh, wow.
That is like one of the most fucked up bumper stickers I've ever seen. Oof. That guy did not like his car. Because he literally had another bumper sticker that said, it's only rape until she likes it.
Wow.
Yeah. That dude, if you put those on there, I have key marks on my car for nothing. How is that guy's car still functional?
Fucking cow-killing son of a bitch.
Dude, next time I'll show you on my driver's side door, there is a key mark from end to end that I just was like, right, someone hates me. It probably is those people because they stand outside of our work.
Oh, do they?
They're like, fuck this guy.
It goes for stints. They'll be like a couple months, they'll be there. And then I guess they get cold or something and they don't come back for a couple months.
Like people are just protesting.
We protest during the summer only.
I love how there's no thought given to it whatsoever either. It's like, in the cow killing now, I was like, you realize the world would go to rampant shit if you just stopped killing cows today. They would be everywhere. There would be disease. People would starve to death. So you kind of have to have some kind of infrastructure to back that up.
Yeah. You can't just stop doing certain things.
Cows just run. It'd be like India.
Dude, we kill a we kill so many cows at my plant that it doesn't make sense to me, and it is one of thousands of plants globally. Like, there are times when I'm coming to work and the amount of semis is back for like a mile.
Oh, buddy.
And they're filled with cows.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And we're going to kill all of those that day. And sometimes I'm getting there at 10 o'clock at night. Fucking slaughter's done like 3 hours from now. They're all dead by the end of the day. Like,
I do fucking, every time I go down 80,
it's
85.
It's so morbid, but why is it so funny?
There is like 30 fucking semis just lined up to get in.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, dude. I don't remember if you remember that picture I showed you, like the maze of skins.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Skins literally stacked taller than me on like 50 pallets, and each is like a skin that thin.
All I could think of when you sent that picture was how horrible that must smell.
Actually, because the camper is not that bad. They're bad when they go in to the, I forget what that department's even called. The department where they cure them. That's when they smell like rancid booty hole.
Leather chemicals and stuff.
Well, they throw in this, like, literally, A, I don't know how the people who do this job aren't superheroes, because you have to be so strong. They throw entire cow skins into this spinning machine full of, like, water, salt, other shit that just takes everything out of them. And then they come out soaking wet, and these guys all day long just, like, 150, 200-pound hides at that point, because they're soaking wet for 8-9 hours. I know they are jacked, but I can't. I'd just be punching random people that strong.
No, thank you.
You have to.
You can be strong in jail.
Save people for no reason.
I remember bulking
up. Tearing doors off hinges.
I remember bulking up when I was plumbing, just because we did a lot of drain repair, so a lot of old lead pipes in Baltimore.
Well, there's a I've seen the head hanger guys, and they're jacked. But you never get to see the guys who pull the hides because they have the protective like gear on. But the headhangers are always just wearing, like, shirts. And literally that's all they do is, like, the head comes out and they put it on hooks and it goes. And then they take the tongues out and stuff. But that it weighs, like, you know, 40, 50 pounds with everything in it. So those guys just do that all day. And since they're just wearing T-shirts, you see that they're freaking. All of them are jacked, dude. But you can't see the hides people because they're all covered up. But I'm curious. It's like, those dudes must be just freaking ripped.
A lot of that going on at the dealerships.
Yeah.
Jack dudes throwing tires maybe or something. I don't know.
No, that's a different department. And they roll the tires. They don't throw them.
Yeah, we don't have anything that's like
what's
that.
What's funny is every part of that is like a different kind of killer. Because then you go down to like the chicks who take like a lot of the fat off parts of the meat. And they look like fucking ninjas, dude. They're cutting up stuff so fast. And then hooking shit and bringing it back. I'm like, oh man, they murder you.
Basically, everyone at your plant is ready for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like they can hold their own. They're
pretty
ready.
Much.
Except for the managers.
Yeah. Except for our general foreman, who don't even show up. Look at the sky all day.
I want that job.
I have a general foreman that will not be named, but he just stands outside and looks up. And I swear, he's waiting for the aliens. So you talk to him an old time, he's just, oh yeah, what's going on, bro? I'm like, what is up there? And he's already way tall. He's already like 6'5".
Maybe he sees the spirits of all the dead cows circling above the plant.
Who knows? Who knows?
He's like the boy from Sixth Sense. He just sees dead cows.
That'd be awful.
There'd be a lot. I don't even know if you could tell them apart.
They all have names.
Aladdin comes out next week.
Weirdly excited.
I'm excited for that.
Still nervous?
I'm not nervous.
I know it's one I won't get around to in the theater, probably. I might take my nieces and nephews, who knows.
I think we're going to try and take the kids.
I think if it wasn't for the AMC A-list thing that Alicia and I have, I don't think I would bother seeing it. But since I know I'm going to see it for free, I guess, technically, I'm on board for it.
I just haven't heard anything great or bad, actually, about it.
I haven't seen any reviews at all.
Yeah, which is
weird. I don't know if
they're... That comes out in a week.
Yeah. I guess I should seek it out, because I haven't seen... You're right, I haven't seen anything.
Maybe Disney's nervous. They're like, oh, crap.
I don't know why. It's
they're
a
not
fucking
so nervous
Will Smith
that they
movie.
Haven't stopped
well, Dumbo
cranking
was,
these out.
Dumbo was pretty terrible.
Where did Dumbo come
well,
from?
Dumbo. Dumbo was one that they didn't even really promote that much. That was one that you could kind of tell that they were a little nervous about.
Alicia and I went to
we're
see
like,
it to
Dumbo's
try and,
right.
yeah. to try and like pregame for Aladdin because it's still in theaters for some reason. And it's not good. Beauty and the Beast was not good.
She liked Beauty and the Beast.
And... I mean, I guess, I don't know. Beauty and the Beast.
Tales all this time.
That was an awful joke, by the way. I'm excited for Aladdin.
So am I.
I'm excited.
Aladdin. See if it's on Rotten Tomatoes.
The problem is the first Aladdin is so good that I have.
Yeah, but the second and third Aladdins are not very good.
Well, yeah, because it's like not a movie that you make another one. Disney just has to do that.
Prince of Thieves or whatever.
Because little kids watch whatever.
The third one, you find out Aladdin has a dad or something.
Yeah.
Again, that's the Robin Williams one, those asshole writers, dude.
Yeah.
The writers with no talent, they just sit there and crank it out like Lion King 1.5 and shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand them, but a lot of people go to see those movies.
I know they do, but they have no original thoughts. Their movies aren't that good.
They're not paid to have original thoughts. They're specifically
for little kids. They're like, what kind of wacky shit is Timon and Pumbaa getting into today?
Nothing on Rotten Tomatoes yet.
They probably eat grubs and sing songs.
Oh, did they stop? Did Rotten Tomatoes stop letting people review shit before movies came out?
I think they're doing something with that.
Didn't they do that with Captain Marvel?
Yeah, I think that's what spawned it.
There's nothing on Rotten Tomatoes for Aladdin yet.
We're good. Get on Rotten Tomatoes for taking corrective action, because that was dumb. The review bombing. And then the movie still did like $1 billion anyway. Like, fuck you, haters.
Doyle probably hasn't seen it yet either.
No, I've seen it more. I didn't like it that much, honestly. I didn't hate it. I just it felt really rushed and weird to me. Which is weird because I think she is a good choice for Captain Marvel, and she does act well in the movie, but I felt like they did nothing to make her personable or anything. And they didn't explain her powers or why she's powerful.
Definitely not a lot of powers.
Pew, pew, pew. It's like, okay. And then once she got that like restrictor taken off, it's just more pewing. Like, you seemed the same before. Now with more pew.
She has all the pew-pews.
And then the same thing in, like, Avengers Endgame. They just didn't really do much with her character, and she just, I'm here to fucking wreck Thanos' ship, and then he's gonna hit.
I think they promoted it that way on purpose, though, so that you wouldn't, I mean, they CG'd and faked you out on trailers. I feel like that all the shit they told you beforehand was so that you didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Well, I'm fine with that. I just think her character was completely unnecessary. Like, to me, I just think I would have saved her for after Endgame and better built her character.
Yeah.
You have everybody you
Which she
it.
Will, I'm sure. I'm guessing she's going to be the new leader.
To some degree, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll build her out a little bit
I just think
more.
You had everyone you needed already for Endgame. Like, yeah. You didn't even need her character. But you could have actually used Hulk.
didn't they film one before the other, though, technically? Wasn't Endgame done before
Some
Captain
good
Marvel was even finished being filmed or something like that?
So I don't think really so, sure. But I don't know.
I think they were happening concurrently.
Or was it the other way around?
Because Brie Larson didn't know what her character was doing in Endgame when she recorded that after credit scene in Captain Marvel.
Doing nothing. Yeah. She sends you to get Stark, and then you disappear, and then when people ask you where you were, you make some snarky remark. And for some reason, you're at Tony Stark's funeral, but you didn't even really know him.
She's an Avenger, bro. That's
kinda.
Why. That's why.
If I met you literally one time before...
We're on the same team, Doyle.
Chilling at your very...
And she saved his life.
Yeah, but she didn't talk to him during that because he's on a ship and she's not. I'm just saying, it wasn't like a funeral at a cemetery. That's like a really
same
personal
team,
funeral.
Doyle.
Yeah, when Avengers Juan, stick together.
When Juan dies,
I guarantee
the comedian
you,
will be there at his funeral.
One of those Avengers was like, what the fuck's she doing here? You didn't even know him.
The kid from fucking Iron Man 3 was there. He barely knew him, that we know of, at least.
What Iron Man 3 was?
The little kid that helps him, he helps him when he's almost dead.
Yeah, fixes.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
kinda fix the suit for him.
But he's actually in Iron Man 3 like a lot.
Yeah, but it's not like
they
you get to
out.
Know that little kid.
But it's a little kid too. A little kid would feel like I gotta be there.
That little kid wasn't even on the team, and he was
and
there.
They might be setting him up to be the next Iron Man. You never know.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Me neither. It should just be Wakanda chick, but.
Well, and they're doing the. I didn't even think about this, but they're doing the Falcon Buckeye. Buckeye.
Black.
Buckeye. What?
Falcon
like,
Bucky.
Buckeye, black guy.
The Bucky
but
TV show.
Now.
But exactly. Falcon. That's what I was saying. It's weird.
It's Falcon. Captain well, they Falcon.
They put Gwyneth Paltrow in the rescue suit, and then Gwyneth Paltrow, like, not even like a month ago, was like, yeah, I'm done with the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
I think they're childish. I'm going to go back to selling quartz dildos.
The weird thing in that movie, which it was, it was really cool. It was like iconic moment when all the chicks get together in that movie. But it was also like really like, why did that happen? Like, why did all of you guys end up on the left? Every chick's over there for some reason.
Zach from Z2 said it the best. He was like, where did Valkyrie keep her Pegasus this whole time?
Locked up in a stable, bro.
Where's that been hiding on Earth? Nobody noticed that there's a Pegasus.
Oh, bro, who knows? Who
there
cares
may
now?
Be bigger questions.
Half of the fucking world is gone. You're worried about a horse with wings?
Yeah, for all you know, it could have been just chilling anywhere.
I mean, if I'm one of the few people left alive, I think.
Like I said in the last episode, though, there is just way more shit that they just did not go into. Like people's lives were ruined when they undid the snap.
Yeah.
Ruined.
Like all the people that had just spent all that time with Steve Rogers and like council therapy, and all of a sudden their people are back and they're like, even more wrecked.
No, those people are fine because they were too wrecked to move on. It's the people who like moved on, got remarried, had other kids. Imagine like you met your next wife, you had a kid, and then your old wife's back with your old kid. And you're
what
like,
do they call that? Sister wives? Is that what that's called?
I don't know. There's some new laws getting made.
That actually makes sense because there's supposed to be like a 5-year time jump at one point.
Well, there's like legitimate.
At the very beginning.
There has to be legitimate legal issues when the snap is undone. To like, or like, hey, motherfucker, that's my house. Like, you know what I mean?
Huh.
Technically speaking, though, I've been here for 5 years paying rent. It's not really your house anymore.
You were dead.
The landlord got fucking zapped out.
Yeah. Or, hey, motherfucker, that's my job. There was a lot of shit, I guarantee. They just didn't think about any of that.
Yeah, they don't care.
Movie. I just want to watch that movie. It's just super boring. They're just working out the details.
That's the next season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's on right now. It's been good. I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's so far behind, it's hard to watch. It's the same thing with Game of Thrones. Everyone's so pumped on, except everyone's not pumped on Game of Thrones right now.
It's the best.
Oh, I've heard a lot of bad stuff about the last season of Game of Thrones.
Is it over, or is it just...
Last episode is tomorrow night.
Although,
I think.
Okay, so this is weird, because I don't know that I'm spoiling it, because I don't know what happened, because I didn't watch it.
Go ahead.
But it seems like people are spoiling the shit out of it, because as soon as I saw that last episode came out, I was like, fucking Khaleesi would never do that. I'm like, I think she killed Jon Snow, but I haven't seen any of it, because I don't actually know.
She just goes off the deep end and just completely destroys King's Landing with her dragon.
That makes sense to me.
Spoiler alert, I guess, but this is coming out in 2 weeks anyway.
Didn't that come out already, though, that episode?
Yeah, so we're talking like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're good.
I have been watching
Fuck you
it.
If you
but if you're on
it.
Facebook at all, you already know how the episodes are going.
Yeah, their fans are not. They don't believe in spoilers because every third thing I see is like Game of Thrones shit, which I'm only like on the 6th season, so I'm pretty far behind.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been really good. I didn't watch yesterday. I watched the premiere yesterday? Yesterday's episode.
I've watched two seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I've got a lot to catch up on there.
The Ghost Rider season was phenomenal. That was a really good season.
I feel like they just kept pumping Flash shit out, too, because I was up to date, and then I fell a little behind, and now I'm like 3 seasons behind. Like, does that show not stop?
No. Flash is the season finale just ended last week.
I feel like Flash has a season finale and starts again the next week.
I never even finished the first season of Flash.
It gets way better after the first season, actually. Because I did think that through the first season, too. I was like, this show's kind of meh.
I mean, I've seen episodes since then because the oldest boy, he's been watching all those on, Netflix, I guess they're all on now.
Yeah, once they're like done, they come out on Netflix.
And now
I catch episodes when he's watching them.
Now we're going into Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's the next crossover. And so
I got a little into Supergirl. It's still terrible, but it has Martian Manhunter, which is cool.
I like Martian Manhunter.
So I've been watching it for that. But even that, I'm still really far behind in that show, too.
Speaking of DC shows, how do you feel about Lobo coming to Krypton?
Didn't really like Krypton, so we'll have to see.
Really? Krypton was... I haven't watched it, but it got a lot of really good reviews.
That's what I heard. I haven't watched it yet.
I thought it's real
Lobo
hard.
Himself looks funky. He looks really weird, but...
I feel like they needed to pick a way bigger actor.
Just no, they
Not
didn't.
Like big, like...
You just needed macho
physically.
Man Randy Savage to go in there and play that... He's Lobo. I guarantee you he is.
Oh, yeah, brother.
That's Lobo. Or somebody like that. Just what the fuck are they like? They're just doing a WWE spot the whole time.
they're just in promo every episode.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of Lobo.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it got really good reviews.
AC really liked it.
So
I trust his opinion because he overthinks everything.
But sometimes, and I'm not saying it wrong, AC. Sometimes I feel like those people are just like everything.
AC hates stuff. Believe me,
I haven't seen it yet. I did like Krypton the first. I'll bring it down the first three episodes.
Like stuff. Does not like stuff. There are things that he doesn't like.
It was good English. It's just weird sounding.
So I think it was like the first three episodes of Krypton I liked, and then it got drudgery, like bad. And then like the last couple episodes were pretty good.
That's kind of what I like Arrow and all, and I love all those shows, but I like Arrow, but it seems super bleak like all the fucking time. Like there's never a fun, good moment in that show. And that's hard to sit through sometimes, but the next season for that is a truncated season. It's only 10 episodes, and that's the final. That's the season series finale.
That's how Dumbo was when I went to see it the other day. It's just sad the whole time. You never feel happy watching that fucking movie. You're like, yeah, the elephant's cute, but like all this horrible shit is happening to him over and over and over again.
Did you watch the last? You watched the last crossover, didn't you?
Which one is it?
The Elseworlds.
I don't actually think I did.
So you need to watch that one before you, if you're going to watch this next one. I'm trying to get caught up.
Like I'm trying to get caught up with Supergirl and then the fucking Flash, and I'm fucking behind. But I've never been caught up with Arrow, and I always just watch the Arrow episodes that go with it.
Right.
And then same thing with Legends. I can't get into that show.
So Legends wasn't in the last crossover, but they will be in the Infinite Crisis on Infinite Earth crossover.
People like it. I think Legends is terrible. Like, I do not think that's a good show.
I thought it was pretty good. I haven't watched the last season at all.
There's just so many shit you could do, and they just do boring shit. It's like, you have so many superheroes, and it's just like, this, but it's going to be boring every episode.
I like the Elseworlds crossover was really cool. I thought it was better than the first one. Meeting Superman and everybody meeting Superman for the first time, and because they'd already known Supergirl.
Oh, okay, I did watch that. So I was watching Supergirl, and they had Superman, and then Superman was there. No, I don't think Superman met with anybody else though.
Yeah, so Superman's been on Supergirl for I think two seasons now.
Yeah,
and then, so and after that crossover, he left. So I don't think he's in Supergirl anymore. But Arrow and Flash crossover into Supergirl's universe, and they meet Superman for the first time, and it's a really good crossover. But you have to watch that crossover for this next crossover to make sense.
Dude, I want them to go balls out in a Superman movie. It's always so tamed, like where Superman comes in and he hits someone and they just fall down, and I'm like, that would never happen. Like,
I'm pretty sure if Superman punched me, I'd probably fall down. I might explode.
Yeah, 10 miles from me. As you went through a mountain. Like, even if you're super strong, you're still getting knocked the fuck back, and then they come back at you. But, like, even in the Superman movies, there's just those scenes where, like, they don't even move. And I'm like, that wouldn't – just physics don't work, though. You're floating. Like, this dude basically just hit you with, like, the entire state building attached to his hand, and you did nothing.
Superman Zod fight was
pretty epic. Pretty that was as close as it got. Which I think is up there.
They're fighting.
But even those scenes where they're just punching each other and nothing's happening.
Just because they're so strong, they can fly strong, yo.
Yeah, bro.
I got strong forward
momentum.
You can't.
You would have to.
Physics can't be in play when there's literally dudes flying in the fucking air.
Yeah. I'm fine with that because that's part of their rules.
Right.
But to match his strength, which is one of their rules, to not move backwards, you would have to oomph that hard forward into his fist too, which would cause a lot more damage also.
Not if he's just strong, bro.
You're also talking to a guy who's watched like seasons and seasons of Dragon Ball Z where that shit happens every episode.
See, but in Dragon Ball Z, it's like you punch a guy and he goes through the planet. And
he does, he does. End. That's true. There is a lot of exaggeration with fighting in Dragon Ball Z.
And they kill Krillin every other episode.
Yeah.
How many times has Krillin died in Dragon Ball Z?
I don't know. He's been brought back a lot.
You would think the dragon would be like...
But so is Goku.
Trust me. There was like
a spoof shirt. And it was
he
like,
doesn't want to come back.
It was like the OG Suicide Squad, and it was like Krillin, Yamcha, and like a bunch of other people that just die all the
What's
time.
What's up with the baby? The baby that is just useless.
There's a lot of babies.
No, it's like a little white baby that fights too.
That has
too.
Like the red cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really a baby.
Oh, he's not a baby. I know what you're talking about.
But he looks like a baby. He looks like a toddler.
I was like, what baby?
It was just a child dying all the time.
Yeah, it's like, this is our toddler fighter. He's not very good.
They've never aged up Krillin. He still looks like a teenager, even though you're supposed to believe he's like in his 40s or something.
I think they gave him hair. I think that was the only thing they did. Yeah.
After he, which is weird, I don't ever watch the show, but I know certain parts of it. When he's with that, is Android 18?
I don't know if it's 18, but it was one of the androids. Yeah, one of the three androids.
And they have a baby at some point, don't they?
Doesn't make a lot of sense. Yes. One of them's a robot, but whatever.
I guess there's technically four androids if you count Cell as an android.
Yeah, he eats things with his butt tail.
Cell Saga was
pretty fun. I think he poops out of his butt tail. I think he poops out of his butt.
That's weird. I think he poops people out of his butt. I feel like he has two buttholes. One for consuming and one for expelling.
You know what's funny? Is before we started recording, you said we could talk about the Big Bang Theory because Gabe's not here.
We haven't talked about that. We can, though. The last episode was pretty sad.
It was pretty sad happy, though. It wasn't, like, sad.
Yeah, it's still sad. Are they?
It was sad because it was over.
Are they ending Young Sheldon also?
No. So you've got... It's been renewed for at least two more seasons.
Because the last episode kind of felt like a final episode of Young Sheldon. I don't know if you watched that show.
Yeah, I watched both.
When they showed all of them as little kids, mm-hmm. and he's all crying.
Well, and it's because that happened at the... Because it's Big Bang Theory, and then Young Sheldon happens after Big Bang Theory.
They're technically
in the lineup.
Happening at the same time of the year in different years.
No. I mean when you're watching them. Like, first it's Big Bang Theory, and then Young Sheldon comes on afterward.
Yeah.
And so I think that just closed the loop on the Big Bang Theory. I think that's what more or less what that was. Him saying that, feeling like he was never going to have friends and nobody was ever going to like him. And I think that just closed the loop back to what Sheldon was saying at the end of the Big Bang Theory.
I agree. I just didn't know if they were just really closing the loop, like, and they're all done.
No, it's been renewed, I think, for two more seasons.
Man, that guy's just going to be pigeonholed as Sheldon forever.
Oh, God, yeah.
He hasn't done anything else. Well, he did that one Alien movie with
and
Rihanna.
And he won't. What Alien movie with Rihanna?
He was, it's an animated movie.
I still, Home. There you still go. There's a, what? Was it popular?
With little kids. Yeah, it's a little kid movie.
That's probably why I didn't see it. I was like, I watch all Alien movies.
I mean,
I am an Alien expert.
I mean, he's a talented actor. He does Neurotic very well. I'm just wondering where else that
super
character
gullible.
would be useful.
He's on that like Hollywood Mystic or Psychic show or whatever. Have you seen that show? It's like, it's one of those chicks who like talks to dead people. What is that called? I've never even seen this. I am a superstar in technology. So he's basically just Sheldon in space.
Can I come into the out now?
No.
But I can. You are just having to take away the piece of wood.
Can I come into the out now?
Is he going to explode?
He's on the run.
Why are they after you?
I has made a few mistakes. Oops.
He's in over his head.
What is happening to my body?
Dancing.
Move, do not dancing.
I can tell.
How long before this kills me?
And he's looking for a place to crash.
You are a terrible
Did this movie not do very well? Because I've never heard of it at all.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, TV show.
Must have done pretty well, then.
He's changing her planet.
Initiating self-destruct.
No.
She's changing his world.
Among Boov, I do not fit in.
Nobody's perfect. Your mistakes are what make you human. Okay, pee break.
Ooh, I, too, have to break pee. Do not eat the blue mints! Thankfully, there is a large bowl of lemonade. Do not drink the lemonade!
Works.
I'm not gonna lie, that looks fun.
It does.
It is weird hearing his voice come out of that alien, though.
It does look like a super ripoff of Jar Jar Binks to me.
For sure.
But
50% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Meet the Croods is a pretty good fun movie.
It's pretty decent.
Now that I
came out in 2015.
Actually, that is median.
Well, for Rotten Tomatoes, I mean, though. Not just overall.
Like, it's neither good nor bad. Perfectly balanced.
I think a lot of movies fall below the 50% mark, unless you're like a big, big blockbuster.
A lot of movies do.
Rotten Tomatoes, yeah, because there's no real hot and cold on, or there's no, you know, moderate temperature on.
It made $386 million.
He just talks, it's such a weird character to portray yourself after when that character was terribly not received well, or was not received well at all. Because you can tell at certain points he's very Jar Jar Binksing it up. Like, it is very Jar Jar. Misa. Except he's Isa or whatever.
Yeah.
Isis?
Isis?
He's a terrorist. This is before Isis, 2015. Whatever happened to Isis? Did we get them all?
They're still there.
They're still there.
They're just more quiet now?
Yeah. Bombing quietly.
Riding in caves now.
They're like, we're gonna calm down for a little while. Take a small break from ISIS-ing. You know, ISIS more in 2019. Not till December.
That's awful.
That's terrible, dude.
I just assume that's what's going on. I don't know how they talk. There must be meetings.
Tim has to catch up on Big Bang Theory now.
I guess so.
We're in 12 seasons. It's
easy to do, though.
It got 85 million.
Now it's over, now's my chance.
85 million viewers on the last episode.
But it is super easy, because I did not watch Big Bang Theory at all until, like, maybe two seasons ago. And I think I got caught up in, like, 3 days.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
It's not even that when you're watching with commercials.
That's true. That's
true. They're, like, 18 minutes.
That's
like
true.
20 minutes.
I think,
like, they literally, you can watch a season easy in a day if you don't have anything to do.
Isn't the whole thing on Netflix?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I thought it was on one of them. I mean, I can probably get it anyway.
So I have it because I have to.
I'm just saying.
I have the CBS channel.
I bet you it's on this device that the Planet of the Apes is on.
Probably.
That device seems to have everything lately.
Well, speaking of Amazon Prime, though, which I just mentioned, motherfuckers, you got to send an email before you charge people that yearly fee. It's $129 bucks.
I think you said that last year, too.
I didn't remember. I know. Well, hey, I looked at it, and it says my next payment's due this time next year, $119, except they charged me $129 this year.
Amazon Prime went up? The $20 or whatever?
Fee going down? Oh,
whatever.
They were like,
yeah, we use it. Amazon so much that it definitely pays for itself.
No, mine does too. I have subscriptions and shit. I don't buy nothing you can buy on Amazon outside of Amazon. More so, I buy shit you shouldn't even buy on Amazon.
50-gallon lube?
Yeah. I got toilet paper, lotion, everything worked out. I'm like, we need it at these times. Shit just shows up.
That fucking guy.
I don't care.
Oh, man. There's nothing I hate more than delivering toilet paper.
Nothing I hate more than buying toilet paper.
It's fair.
I refuse to go to Walmart.
It's better than dog food.
It just takes up the whole fucking cart if you're getting other shit, too. You gotta figure out where it goes in there.
It's kind of one of those, like, mildly embarrassing moments, like when a guy has to buy condoms for the first time. It's like, you know what this is used for and what I'm going to do.
No, embarrassing has nothing to do with it for me. It's just like, it's just this giant bulky item that's like annoying to fucking wheel around.
And if you weren't thinking
about it
before, you will now. Now, next time you see somebody with toilet paper, you're like, they're going to wipe shit all over that.
So what amazes me is, I live with my little sister, you know, to help her out.
Do you buy her tampons?
No. I have occasionally when she's sick or something, but I used to get like the giant thing of toilet paper, right? That shit would last me like fucking 4 or 5 months. In that house? No. It's like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I get like the
I'm like, how dirty is your ass? I know you got to use it for more than just that, but it doesn't seem like it should be that much more than just that.
Six pack used to last me for like months at my apartment. Now with two boys and dogs, we go through like a roll of toilet paper a week pretty much.
Oh, ours is like a couple days. It's gone. I swear she just must be like one of those baller uppers.
She's gonna have, she's, She's lacing up her hands like a boxer before they put the mitts on.
I don't know anybody listen to this. I don't think. Sister used way too much toilet paper.
This conversation has gone everywhere since we started.
Everywhere.
Recording. I don't know. It's kind of fun, though. It's a lot of random shit. Gabe is always so organized, which is a good thing, but it's kind of fun to just talk about random shit to me.
Sometimes it's the best episodes. Somebody's going to listen to this. You know, every episode is somebody's first episode.
That's true.
They're going to hear this episode and be like, this is a kick-ass episode. The next time we record, Gabe will have his
dude,
book.
What is
we'll
up
all
with?
Organized and be like, where's all the ranting? Where's all the bullshit? Fuck this structure.
Oh, Batwoman. Did you watch the Batwoman trailer?
That looks dope.
It looks really cool.
And I didn't know that was
Batwoman.
Out.
She looks good in the suit.
I just put it on the Facebook page yesterday. I think it came out a couple days ago, but so I put it on the Facebook page yesterday.
Have you talked to Still at all? Was he like alive?
To John Still? Well, I mean, he's alive.
I mean, he's posting like a mofo.
Yeah.
On his not to John beep Still beep. Account. But
I think he just did an event yesterday or some shit.
What bugs me about the Batwoman suit is that the production quality on the suit looks a million times better than any of the other costumes. Like Flash's suit, no, Supergirl's suit looks like you could buy it at a Spirit of Halloween.
Of course. Well, I mean, but I think that's a product of her suit just looking very generic.
I know. I just feel like
it's not bad, but her suit's just it's just not very complicated.
That's what I mean. Like,
but then like Flash and Arrow, there's a lot of things you could do with that. I'm not
Flash's suit has changed a lot during all the seasons.
You don't need to make him look like a Power Ranger, like
Arrow. Pretty much, but Arrow pretty much just wears a hoodie.
Yeah,
pretty much,
and a mask. Not even anymore. In this season, everybody knows he's Arrow, so it doesn't even matter.
I just remember I was watching Arrow. I think I got like two seasons in, and then I fell off for a long time, and I randomly picked up another episode, and everybody was like a different kind of Arrow. It's like everyone had bows. I was just like, this shit got way out of hand.
That's how the Flash was the last episode I watched with the kid when he had an episode on. I was like, okay.
More so Flashes did come up, but it wasn't like
there's a lot of Flashes.
It wasn't like his whole team became Flashes, though. Like, the Flash, like, literally all his dudes are the Arrow.
Yeah.
All his dudes are like, archery's fun. Let's all become archers.
Yeah, you had Kid Flash. You had Wells' daughter. I can't remember what.
Yeah, but at least she's only.
She was in the episode.
She was Flash.
At least she's not in a lot of episodes.
Right.
I mean,
she went away for
even Kid Flash kind of went away.
Yeah.
So they didn't keep them all in there.
Flash in that episode too.
But that is epic because he's like, if you understand the Flash arcs at all, like that's actually from the comics.
Right.
Yeah. That was pretty sweet.
No, I understood that.
And then Nora.
There are a lot of speedsters.
Oh yeah, there was
even on the good side.
Well, yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 good speedsters, I think, aside from Barry Allen. That would be 5.
Oh, and then there was somebody with, like, a gun that could make you a speedster for a short period of time. Like, if you injected yourself with something.
I don't remember that.
I haven't seen that episode, but it's possible. Iris turned into a speedster.
Iris did turn into a speedster. I don't remember why.
Somebody gets.
I don't remember how.
Somebody gets shot in the episode, and the guy's like, "Oh, we need Flash," but Flash is doing some shit, so he shoots himself with this gun that makes him a speedster, and he phases in and phases back out the bullet.
Another super practical
remember.
Show, but
like some Neo Matrix stuff right there.
It has happened.
Yeah,
I wonder how you make an accurate Flash show because you can't really.
I like the Flash. The Flash.
I'm not saying I don't like the Flash. I'm just saying it's not accurate. Like when people go to shoot him with a gun and they hit him, but that wouldn't happen.
The Flash? They don't hit the Flash. I don't think they've ever shot the
Captain
Flash.
Captain Freeze guy, whatever. Only power is a freeze gun. And the Flash would literally upside down bitch slap him to death.
Captain Cold?
Yeah, while he was trying to do that.
But they're friends now, so it doesn't even matter.
I know, but everybody's like that in the Flash. Like, will they punch him? I'm like, you wouldn't do that.
I think a lot of it is.
And if you did, your arm would be broken to smithereens.
Is he strong? I don't think the Flash is strong.
No, but it's just.
He's moving.
A car's not strong either, but punch one as it drives by you.
Well, like that's different.
I like how we both were about to use the same analogy. Try punching like a truck driving by.
It's really not, though. Like,
a car is pretty strong, though. If I hit a car even stationary, it's going to hurt.
Okay, like punch a deer as it runs by you. I guarantee it breaks your arm off.
Just had a high. All right.
I think the only people who hit the Flash, like physically hit him, are metas as well.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me. But they're not metas sometimes that have anything to do with speed. Like the one chick who has what's his power? Like his God, I know his name. The guy on his team.
Which there's a lot of guys on his team.
That makes the inventions.
Vibe?
Yeah, the chick vibe. She has nothing to do with
the
speed.
The chick vibe? There's no chick vibe.
Yeah, it's his girlfriend from the alternate dimension who bounty hunted
Gypsy.
She's not speedy in any way. She just vibes.
Right.
There's one episode where she literally beats the shit out of Flash like in a fist fight. I'm like, if you used her vibe powers, it would make sense. But the I can punch you a lot powers make sense.
I don't remember that. I've watched so much Flash, I don't remember.
And then obviously the speedsters make sense when they fight each other because they're all fast.
They have some cool, like the Godspeed. He was only in one episode, and it was a kind of like a flashback retelling. But Godspeed's suit was like gold and silver. It looked really cool. It was a really cool suit.
Godspeed.
Savitar was pretty cool.
Savitar was cool.
Savitar's voice. Like,
I'm glad that they went away from speedster villains.
I just
think
how Savitar
was
like a real villain. He's like, I'll just kill you. I don't care. Whereas a lot of villains are like, I took her and I'm going to put her in a box. You'll never get her, Flash. I'm like, why would you do that? You got to feed some chick in a box now who's constantly annoying you. Villains make no sense in real life.
That was a good, that ended last week. That was a good season finale too.
Yeah, I want to get caught up with Flash.
If you've watched it.
I had no problem with Flash. Like I said, I just got behind.
I don't want to spoil it.
Felt like it got out of hand, and now it's super far ahead of me.
It was pretty sad. That was a really sad episode.
Flash die?
No. So since the pilot, you've always had that little clipping in the, I don't know what that little room's called, the one with all the balls where the computer is. They've always had
Barry Allen is.
Yeah. So they've always had the clipping that Flash disappears in whatever year. And so finally you're kind of having that payoff in the Crisis on Infinite Earths. I don't remember where I was. Oh, he died. So Nora, his daughter, comes back. She was there if you watched the last crossover.
I did. I think I've seen like that episode somehow.
So she comes back to try and save him from disappearing. Yeah. And so he doesn't die in this season, but that was the whole premise is that they're trying to figure out a way to make it so that he doesn't disappear. And that's what the Crisis is going to deal with.
It's not really Crisis on Infinite Earth. It's just a similar thing.
I don't know what Crisis on Infinite Earth's the comic book is because I haven't read it.
Huge comic of it.
And that's kind of what it feels like, but I don't know what the actual events are, so I don't know. But that's I think what it's going to revolve around. But the monitor has come back, and him and Arrow made a deal at the end of the last crossover.
Is the monitor the one that was like making metas?
No,
that's where I am in the show right now. The guy is like super smart.
That's the thinker, the guy who can't move. He's paralyzed. Yeah, that's the thinker. So he was creating metas to try and kill Barry Allen.
Show. Well, I'm like pretty far into that part of it.
So you're, I think, a season and a half behind. Because the last two seasons...
I thought I was like way farther behind that, but that's good to know.
The last two seasons I don't think have dealt with speedster villains at all. Because I think the season before that was Savitar.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... I think you're just about a season and a half behind.
But yeah, I'm a big Flash fan. Even though it's really impractical, I still like the show. The Arrow at least kind of does make sense. Well, kind of.
Well, now they're doing flash forwards instead of flashbacks into the future. So that was different because the flashbacks caught up finally with the show.
That'll be interesting.
I'm excited. Like I said, at the end of Arrow 2, the monitor comes back to essentially be like, okay, it's time to pay up with what you promised, but you don't, as a viewer, you don't know what that is yet. And so that's leading. I am assuming, but I could be wrong, I'm assuming that Crisis will happen at the beginning of all of the next seasons as opposed to in the middle, because it generally happens right in the middle. But the way all of them ended kind of leads to, I would assume, it happening at the beginning of all of the seasons. But I don't know. Arrow's 10 episodes too, so I don't know how that's gonna work.
When does Fear the Walking Dead start up again?
In June.
Didn't they usually just start it right after Walking Dead ended?
They did that twice, yeah.
They should have kept doing that.
The first season started right that night, and then I think it started after that, like a week or two afterward.
We went through Walking Dead.
Maybe they're trying to separate the two. Since Walking Dead,
supposedly there's going to be another third one. another third offshoot.
Which I guess I shouldn't be mad at because I like both of them very lot, but it just kind of seems like you're over-zombifying things.
A lot of people think they're under-zombifying things.
There's a lot of zombie shit going on right now.
Actual zombies in the show.
Oh, the show in Walking Dead, I agree. Fear the Walking Dead, I think there's been quite a bit of zombies.
I think the last season I watched of Walking Dead, there weren't a lot of zombies. It was basically just Rick versus the governor. That was the last season.
Oh, Jesus, that was a long time ago.
Far behind.
That was a long time ago.
The governor left, came back, dead now.
Even on that,
it was a
there
tank.
Weren't a lot of zombies in that.
Walking Dead's become more about human versus human.
Right.
Yeah. And zombies have become wild animals that of today. It's like, you know they're there, you avoid them.
Yeah.
Although with the...
kill them if you have to.
What they're fucking called in Walking Dead now. The ones who wear masks. I know what they're called. It's on top of my tongue.
The what?
People who wear masks.
The Whispers.
The Whispers are creepy.
Yeah, that was a really, really good season. The last season was really good.
The last seasons of both shows were very good. Mm-hmm.
I liked Fear, too. That's one season that I thought sometimes was better than its,
I did think
than
it was
its parent
better,
company.
But not by much, though. The last episode, or the last couple episodes especially, of Walking Dead were amazing. And when they merged Jesus, which I don't feel like they had to do, but they did.
He wanted to leave.
Oh, I feel like I was just giving him more money because I feel like they're losing a little bit too many of their big stars. And as part of the show, you have to kill some of them off.
Right.
So I feel like I would be doing a lot more to keep the ones that want to leave than they're doing because it's like, who are you going to fucking have? She's going to be Daryl chilling. He just seems to be cool staying forever.
I would too.
I don't understand that. It's like, here's wheelbarrows full of money, and it's a constant job for 20 years. Nah.
Lauren Cohan, Maggie, she left, kind of. She's not gone completely.
Yeah, she's
but she left to go do her other show, and it got canceled the first season.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
You risk that shit when you could just...
People don't understand that this is for real. People in real life don't do that shit, you entitled assholes. Seriously, fans have completely made you what you are. You are making way more money than you should be making to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you look at fans and go I feel like doing something else. Peace. And then your other shit fails because you're stupid. You ride that train. I work at a meat plant. I don't quit and it sucks.
But the money's good.
Not fucking Walking Dead yet.
Well, keeps you there.
Yeah. Made one season of The Walking Dead, could put all this fucking...
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Cow money behind me.
That would be so... Because then you live off of conventions. You live off of autographs and
that
shit.
That shit is easily... What is it called when it goes past 100 episodes?
The, shit.
Where you make money, forever?
Yeah.
Re-syndication.
Syndication.
Has to be way out of syndication.
Well, look at people that are still hanging in
20, 40, 60, 80, 100. I think so, because that would be five years. Six seasons, probably.
We're easily over 100
episodes.
Because
the first season was short.
Yeah. My thing is, I think they've killed two people on The Walking Dead that they shouldn't have. I think there was no reason to kill Carl. That was just, let's do it. I still don't see why you did it.
Didn't that guy want to get off the show, too?
No, he was upset.
Oh, he didn't?
Yeah, he
His
went
dad was crazy upset. Yeah. His dad went to Twitter.
He
was
just bought a house.
Yeah, that's why.
Move closer, and then they killed him.
He had a meeting with the creators, and they said, yeah, you'll be good. You'll be around. So he bought a house close so that he didn't have to commute very much, and then they fucking killed him.
It made me think something had to have happened.
Although Baby Judith has been pretty fucking cool.
She is really cool. But I feel like she still could have been really cool with Carl. I haven't seen any kind of payoff where Carl had to die for it. It made no sense. And
especially because the payoff would have been with Rick, who is now gone too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You almost think maybe Carl should have died while Rick was still around.
We did. Oh. Rick was still around when Carl died.
Okay.
What's Rick blew up later.
So it wasn't even a decent...
Well, Rick's actually not dead. He flew away on a helicopter.
Yeah, everybody just thinks he's dead.
Yeah, that much I know. Because aren't they going to make a movie with him?
They're going to make three movies with him. I guess.
Apparently, though, some of the bigger stars are going to cross over, too.
That's cool to me.
Into the movies.
It's just I just really didn't feel like Carl needed to die, and I didn't feel like... I think Jesus' was better done than Carl's. I really didn't feel like Jesus had to die either. There's really been no payoff to that, because I thought they were going to have that be how they brought Maggie back. But right? Then they didn't even do that. So it's just like, why'd you kill Jesus?
There was no payoff. Like,
fuck you, he Jesus.
Maybe it's just irony. One of the writers is like, I'm going to kill Jesus.
They could have just had him be severely injured. He's gone for a few months and comes back.
Oh, they just pan. I'm excited for that to
they
come
just
back
pan in, to Jesus like in bed every once in a while. He's like, I'm hurting. Well, what's fairer than walk? That'll take its place in my mind. They're going at the same time now.
They're not anymore. They were for a couple minutes.
No, but it's just that it just happens in the same place in my brain. I'm like, these guys are in Michigan and these guys are in Alabama.
I think it'll probably go to August, I think. August or September.
I feel like you would eventually clear out the Walking Dead in your area. They've killed a lot of zombies by this point.
I think eventually you'd kill all of the zombies. Like
I can see how there's so many more than regular humans that there would be packs out there. Because you got to imagine there's not too many places like in The Walking Dead where humans are. But at least in that area, you think they'd be thinned out.
But I mean, at some point, you're not procreating that much anymore. At some point, you kill.
Oh, I think you would have it pretty on hand how to stop new zombies. But we've already come to the point that like there's some kind of supernatural force keeping them alive because the old ones should have all just died out.
No, and that's what I mean. At some point, there's only a certain number of zombies when all this shit starts, and then once you start figuring out that when people die, you got to kill their brain and they don't become zombies. Like at some point, you will have eventually killed every single zombie on Earth.
Mostly, you still have your random like. Guy dies out by himself.
Right. But I mean, that's
or like somehow randomly a small little grouping of humans gets overtaken by zombies and they all become zombies. But yeah, for the most part, you should have it. But I don't. I mean, I don't. The numbers. I guess we're not mathematicians, but you got to think there's billions of people, and if they don't die of natural causes, it's a lot of motherfucking zombies.
Oh, they've probably killed a billion zombies at this point.
Rick and them at least a million. Especially at the end of that one episode where they all go fucking crazy, just murder all the zombies that are in their encampment. Like the 10 of them. Take out like hundreds of zombies. I just like, you would think, because zombies just tend to circle about, that your area would be very clean of zombies.
Who knows?
Or I imagine zombies are very free flowing. Like I imagine they don't go up a lot of hills. Just like as a hill, they just kind of circle off and go back down hills. Like just go to the top of a mountain or some shit.
Yeah, I doubt the random zombies like, I'm gonna go walk over that.
I would think there would be a way you could get zombie or go to an island, a small island,
Cuba.
Oh, did you see the It Chapter 2 trailer?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Oh, it looks so fucking creepy.
Oh, it looked really good.
We should go see it since we saw the first one.
Yeah, I like it. Looked good.
That was many moons ago. I haven't seen the preview for it yet.
Oh, you haven't? I can bring that up real quick.
We're going to watch another trailer on the show.
We're just going to be playing trailers on the show.
And that's what we do.
That's what we do now.
I used to live here. Won't you come in? It's the least I can do.
Nah, old people. Old people and young people. So I don't even remember original It. Is it that he only goes after the old people because he went after them when they were young?
I think it's because they came back to Derry, most of them.
Yeah, I know they come back, so like by just circumstance, they feel brought back to it.
I think so. I haven't watched the old one forever.
Me neither, because I thought It didn't really go after older people.
No, he didn't normally, but I'm guessing it's because they came back and then they essentially killed him or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, y'all didn't. It's the It, isn't it? That was creepy. Yeah, get the fuck out of there.
Is your family? I
It's like daughter of the it? What the fuck? Ah, shit. Are you?
It's me. The Losers Club has officially begun. We can do this, but we have to stick together.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, if I ever get in serious legal trouble, it's because I axed, like, an old person that I thought was a demon of some kind, because...
That's awful.
Nothing would have kept me in that house. Like, I would have been just like, I got cookies. I'd have been like, peace the fuck out.
I got cookies at home. I'll be back.
Yeah, you are throwing creep vibes for real. Same with little kids. Like, I'm surprised I would just murder a four-year-old at some point. It's like, this is a demon spawn. But I've never seen a little kid in real life come across creepy like they do in movies. Like, for some reason, they're so creepy in movies.
Have you seen Felicity at school?
No, I haven't. But
and she goes, "What are you doing?" "I'm watching Gibbs."
Yeah, that'll creep me the fuck out of me. Not gonna lie, I'd probably lock her out of the room. But I've been across from a few old people before where I was like, "You eat souls for food. I gotta leave."
There's no way there aren't demons in you.
There's semen in you?
Demon. Ooh. I mean, some of them, maybe. Old people are nasty, bro.
Yeah, you're right. There was semen in you.
In me?
I mean, technically, there's semen in all of us. Three of us. It lives in our bodies.
Well?
What's weird? We make a lot of living things that die all the time. Got murder factories.
There's fucking butchers in us. There's Doyles inside of us.
The whole team. And
you think by this point in my age, I would know the number of like semen that are made? Like,
no, it's probably like billions every day or some shit.
Yeah, it's definitely not. But I know it's a lot.
This is the weirdest thing.
We're gonna figure out.
You excited that Blizzard is coming to Denver Comic Con?
Pretty excited.
Denver Pop Culture Con.
Pretty excited. I'm. Yeah, God damn it! It's still gonna be Denver Comic Con to me. You know, and I know you or Gabe or whoever's running around doing the interviews at Denver is gonna be like
me and
Denver.
Albie.
You and Albie? Albie's doing it. Okay. Yeah, I heard there was some discrepancy.
Albie. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to remember who the fuck Albie was. For
but there's no way you don't go up to somebody like,
"Oh no, you're fucking
so
right.
How are you doing today at Denver Comic Con? I mean Denver Pop Culture Con."
Million sperm per day, about 1,500 per second.
Wow.
My balls do way more than the rest of me.
Skin cells.
Is that even crazier? How many skin cells?
Skin is technically the largest organ on your body.
I know. Balls I thought were crazy, but everything with skin cells are crazier.
So now when anybody asks you a question, you're like, "I just have a lot going on in my life right now."
We lose 30,000 to 40,000 dead skin cells every minute.
Jesus.
That means we lose around 50 million skin cells every day. But it's not telling me how many we make, which I imagine we make at least enough to replace
right.
them.
I wonder.
Or just slowly turning what? Into Harlequin.
Yeah. Exactly.
I wonder when you make a whole new body. I wonder how many skin cells.
27
that
days.
Is. 27 days?
That's right here, yeah.
Wow.
Your skin regenerates itself approximately every 27 days.
That's fucking weird.
New month, new me.
Oh, we should figure that out. Like, on the third, I am a new person.
Did you take a peek at the Q&As, which is new? I don't think they've ever done that before.
For who?
For Denver Comic Con. Like, they're doing, like, I think all of the celebrities have Q&As this year.
I think it's
at Denver Pop Culture.
I think it's fun. I hope it's vetted.
So right
or
now,
or you can end up with some real tragedies or questions being asked.
I like, don't think it'll be vetted.
So right now, I'm either at the point where, because of sickness or injury, I missed way too many days to take off. Or if I am actually suspended, then I will be there.
Just got to keep tap dancing on that line right there.
We'll just see Monday. Well, dude, I'm legitimately to the point where I don't care. Like, to me, if they're like, you're suspended, I'm like, vacation? Thank you. Like, I'll go home for 3 to 4 weeks. I don't care.
And what you do is you file an EEO, and then they have to back pay you for all that time. So you take
another fucking job while I get short-term disability because I have a back injury. I've been paying into that shit for a long time. I know I can get it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I don't care. Is like, I was at the point where I was going, hey, I'll do FMLA. You don't have to pay me nothing while I figure out my own shit. And then they're like, we're going to threaten you. And I was like, I will take every fucking dollar that I can from you now and do nothing.
There's a guy at my work that...
And, dude, I just realized I'm not even getting paid that well. It's all based on overtime. Like, when I started looking for other jobs, I'm like, jobs pay way more fucking money than they used to when I first started this job. Like, fucking Greeley Hat Works, you're fucking brushing hats that are made $18 an hour. I'm like, really? It's a dollar less an hour than I make. Granted, I'm probably not going to work 130 hours a paycheck.
Right.
But fuck that. I can cut a few expenses, dude. Have a life again.
That was pretty much me when I went from being like a part-time, air quotes, part-time driver to going full-time regular. I would like 90% of my salary was actually overtime. I went from like being just shy of 60,000 down to like 32.
I just realized I don't have much of a life besides work, and it's getting old, man. It's getting real old. And now I'm like being injured because of work, and it's just like, fuck this place. I'm going to kill all the cows, and then I won't have to go to work ever again.
It's a lot of cows.
There's too many.
You're like the John Wick of cows.
Just gotta murder them all.
Except none of the cows are fighting back at all. They're just dying.
That is way too many fucking cows.
Has anyone seen the third? I guess technically it's out now.
I haven't seen it. It's amazing.
Parabellum.
It's so good.
Halle Berry. I didn't even know she was making movies anymore.
Who? Her fucking Halle scene Berry. In that movie is fantastic.
I would just not go. I'm like, yeah, it's worth a lot, but I could also not die and just live longer. Since he murders everyone that tries to fucks with him.
Oh, yeah. I think Halle Berry's his friend, though, isn't she?
Yes.
And no, but I'm talking about all the people in the movie I'm sure try to kill him.
Oh.
Because, like, you got two movies, and I assume these two movies are only a small smidgen because of the way he's respected before the movies even start.
Oh, yeah.
Of the amount of people he's just murder killed. So you're just like... it's worth $5 million. No, it's not.
That's part
being
of
being alive, sir.
That's like part of the mystique that they're trying to build in that world, especially with like the TV show coming.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing like an offshoot movie series. Maybe.
They overdid it at the end of the second movie, even though it was super sweet looking. When everyone in the park like stopped, like we're all assassins, and I was like, so everyone's just a fucking assassin.
That's pretty much the whole beginning of the third movie. By the way, he's in New York, surrounded by people trying to kill him.
It would make sense. There's a lot more assassins than you think. But I was like, but everyone is an assassin.
Like, you know, like the first two movies, there's a little bit of build up.
All the dogs even stopped. Like, what? Like,
things slowly roll up coins. To become like the next level violence that he inflicts on people. No, the third movie starts. That way, and then you have to get into the movie to finally get to the slow part.
As it should. I do not understand movies with constantly telling the beginning of the story again. That was what pissed me off about this new Batman, more than the casting of the Batman, was that we're going to start close to the beginning of his career, you know, retelling. And I was like, we don't need to know how Batman got made again. Like, everyone knows his parents were killed.
Let's
tell the fucking White Knight story or whatever. Like, tell an epic fucking Batman story, the Long Halloween. There are fucking epic Batman stories that we cannot get to because we got to keep rehashing how fucking Bruce Wayne becomes Batman.
I want Batman Red.
In fact, we have an entire fucking TV show now about how Bruce Wayne became Batman. You don't need it.
The ending of that show was...
I couldn't get past the part where, like, Halle Berry came back.
Who?
Or not Halle Berry, is it Halle Berry in the show?
No, Halle Berry is not in that show.
No, fucking fresh.
I don't think she's that desperate.
Fresh Princess of Bel-Air. What's her fucking name?
Oh, Will Smith's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in. Jada that's Pinkett. Like fucking a long Jada time Pinkett ago. Smith. Jesus.
I know, but when she, I just never did really liked her character. And then she was dead, and I was happy. And then she was back, and I was like,
yeah, she's only back for a little bit though.
And then the Joker's like a spirit now, and I'm like, you're doing some weird shit.
No, the Joker ended up being the Joker at the end.
Oh, so it wasn't a spirit that was moving from people to people?
No.
It seemed like it was.
No. Ended up being a real person.
That's cool. So is he still alive then? Cause
yes.
Maybe I'll finish it eventually.
And then Penguin gets his real outfit. And
the only person I really loved in that show was the bad cop.
Which one?
The one that's like Gordon's partner.
Yeah.
He's my favorite part of that show.
He's not bad.
I thought, honestly, the kid who played Bruce was like annoying. And then all of a sudden, Alfred's like special ops killer man. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
I think he's been that way in some of the
There's been some stories where he's books. Kind of a bad. You hear about these stories?
He was in the military or some shit. I think he was in the Kevin Smith run.
He could have been. I felt like they overplayed a little bit. But.
I thought he's supposed to be like British special ops or something that during like World War II or something.
I like my Alfred docile. He drives cars. He makes coffee.
Well, he has all of those things.
He has
things
snarky
still.
Remarks to Bruce. That's why I like my
Remember
Alfred.
Remember, your parents died.
Yeah, just in case you forgot.
Thanks,
Murder,
Alf.
Death, killed.
It was. It ended okay.
That's the movie. We need fucking...
Demolition Man?
John Wick.
Like Demolition Man 2. Yes.
That sounds like a bad plan.
It's too far now. It's too far gone.
Supposedly his last Rambo movie's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Finally done.
Yeah.
He's finally going to
It should have been the last one before.
Should have been the last one after like the
His body
one.
Is unreal now. Like, there's a part, I call it the meat fist, but there's a part where like that preacher's trying to get in his face on the boat. So you don't understand. He's like, oh, shit. And he pins him up against the wall. And if you look at his arm, it is just like a mass of muscle surrounding the guy's throat because his hand is not a hand anymore. It's a steroided fingers. Out like appendage that flows from
he
his arm.
He doesn't do steroids. Come on.
Steroids to him. That dude is a steroid.
Side note, I'm excited for Preacher, even though it's the last season.
Which I don't... I feel like it is the last season of Preacher because they don't hype that show.
They already said it was the last season.
No, I know, but I feel like it is because...
Oh, because they don't do a lot of...
Preacher, I feel like, is one of the best shows...
It's really good.
...out there, and they just hype it none at all. They're just like, there's no promos for it, there's nothing.
It's getting the Firefly treatment.
And it still went 4 seasons. Like, that's pretty impressive. I have never seen an ad for Preacher.
That's weird. I see them all the time.
Maybe I just don't watch enough TV. Well, I don't watch any TV. Maybe there's ads all over
that's
the place.
That's why, bro.
Those, like, I watch things on a TV.
But even on, like, Amazon and YouTube and stuff, they have ads. Like, I've never seen a Preacher ad. Like, I've seen
I don't know.
Other shows have ads all the time. Outcast, too. Outcast got no ad love.
I didn't watch
it. Has two
Outcast.
Seasons. I still haven't watched the second Outcast. Season. I like the first season.
I don't know nothing about that show.
First season was good.
There's a couple of really good shows that I've seen that I've never seen a trailer
Swamp
for.
Swamp Thing better be good.
It looks hypey as shit.
DC, fucking start making your app available on everything, you pieces of shit. It's been so long, and you still can't get it on most smart TVs.
It's annoying.
That's weird.
And they're like...
I'm good on a few, but mostly it's just like handheld devices or
phones
PlayStations. You can get it through like PlayStation 4.
Why?
But it's sketchy.
That's
weird. Because I have it on my PlayStation 4. That's how I watch it on my TV, but it crashes all the time, like constantly.
Oh, like the app?
Yeah, and there's days that you just can't even watch it. Like it'll spin up like 3 seconds and crash, 3 seconds and crash. It's
Did you see they were putting all their comic books on there?
That's going to be a lot of comics, but no.
There was a press release that I put out a while ago. It's all every single one of their comics, and then there's going to be a certain time when the comic comes out. I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks or something like that it'll hit the app, too.
That's what it should be, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was something like 80,000 books or something. It was something pretty crazy.
It's gonna be ridiculous. I know they upped the number by like a shit ton, but I know they're putting it all out.
That's huge.
Yeah, I'm going to see huge. What... See, this is like the weird thing where I think if I was Marvel and DC, I would have actually combined in a weird way. Because the amount of viewable content's just not high.
You can't now.
You can't now, but I think I would have. Like, if I was those companies, and like, we've come together in the past and done weird things together.
Yeah, we created Diamond.
Like, let's just fucking create a channel with all of our content on it, and we'll split the money. And I think fans would have been way happier also.
I mean, they could do that. They could partner together, but they can't. Now it would seem that if they bought each other out or whatever, it would seem like Disney was trying to fucking own everything.
Oh, no, I don't think buy each other out. Just could, like,
oh, it feels that way already.
I just feel like we don't have enough content to really support this. Like, because you got a DC app, and it's content light, man. It's like there's just not enough there.
Right.
And the Marvel channel's going to feel the same way until they get all our shows up and going. It's just like, why not just
No way. The Disney one? I think the Disney one's going to have a shit ton of stuff on it.
There's already a crap load more movies anyway.
But yeah. The movies aren't... I don't think that's why people care to have the channel. Like, you go through the movies once, you don't want to do that
every
day.
They're going to... All the Disney shows are going to be on there. All the movies.
If they can bring all the Marvel shows, but I don't know if they can. Because yeah, DC hasn't brought all the DC shows.
I think they're going to. I think they that was the to. Plan, except for the I don't know what's going on with.
No Flash.
I think the Netflix stuff is off limits for DC.
What I was saying. I don't know what's going on with those
now,
things.
There was an article like a week ago. Disney now has full control of Hulu.
Yeah.
So that's probably where things are going to go. Probably not.
So
any of
the DC
Netflix
version,
shows,
you got Doom Patrol's cool, and Teen Titans was pretty good, and then you're like watching 50s or 60s episodes of Shazam, like 70s episodes of shit. It's like, there's not a lot.
It sounds like Endgame is supposed to hit the Marvel app pretty quickly after it comes up. Like, it sounds like there's going to be a lot more content on the Marvel, on the Disney side.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I don't...
We call it the Marvel app.
Yeah,
because that's kind of what it will be, but
you can put as many movies as you want on there. I don't feel like that will hold attention.
Well, but you got to remember that Disney has a shit ton of other stuff out there as far as TV shows go. Yeah. Not just movies, though.
Oh, I thought there was going to be like a full-on Marvel app. If it's all Disney,
it's
different.
Disney Plus.
Then that I feel different about that.
It's basically the Marvel Star Wars app.
There's endless
because there's like two or three different shows coming that are going to be Star Wars related.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot about those.
That Mandalorian.
That's true. You got all that shit coming too. The Mandalorian, the Loki, Bucky shows.
Yeah, they'll make a few of their own.
You got all
shows.
Of that other stuff too, plus all of the stuff that Disney does on its own. Yeah.
Loki,
because DC has like DC has all a lot of their animated movies and TV shows. Which is cool, but it's like, honestly, I'm to the point where I don't want to watch old cartoons.
I don't know. Yeah. I could sit through Batman Animated Series, no problem.
You think you can, and I've tried, and some of them are pretty fucking boring. Yeah. Some of them are all right.
I don't know. That was my shit. That was my after-school jam.
It was mine, too.
For years. I feel like I could do it.
It's mine, too. It was mine, too.
I like the Spider-Man.
Krypton is on here.
Spider-Man was a good show, too.
The 90s Spider-Man cartoon.
For me, that was a morning show, though.
It was so awesome.
Can't watch it at night. Only in the morning.
That's it. Any other news? Any other Denver Pop Culture Cons coming up here in a couple weeks?
Like I said, I hope I'm suspended so I can go.
To complete the longest tangent ever, yes, Juan, I am excited for Blizzard Entertainment to be at Denver Pop Culture Con this year. I want to get one of those figures they're handing out.
Oh, even though I'm probably the only one that watched it, Supernatural's going into its final season.
I didn't watch that. It seemed kind of...
That's a show that went on way too long.
15 seasons. Actually, I disagree. There was some bad seasons after like a while, but these last few seasons have been pretty fucking good.
I haven't watched it, but it seemed kind of...
Because I quit watching on the bad seasons. I was like, how do they still make the show?
Well, when you have 15 seasons, some are not going to be as good.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like if you made 15 epic fucking seasons, like, well, nobody's done that ever.
Game of Thrones, probably the most popular TV show. Season 8, not doing it for a lot of
people. Supernatural's like almost twice as many. And they have like 20-something episodes a season.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I can't think of another show that has as many episodes I actually like of a show than that show.
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, I don't like that show very much.
There's a shit ton of episodes in those seasons.
It's like 100 episodes a season, 100 seasons.
Because you binge watch shows.
Ton of stuff.
I think movies. I actually think you would like Supernatural. I don't know how you never watched it.
It came off kind of how do I say it? Like, almost
you
like
watched
preppy
X-Files, right?
Kind of. Yeah, I did watch X-Files for a while.
It's very similar, but I think faster paced, where it's like, because it starts out.
Yeah,
it definitely starts out Monster of the Week. It's first season,
and then there's
and then
like
you get
this
into
background
like,
arc. That's
then
happening.
You get into like full background arcs for seasons, and then I think you get all the way up to like season 8 or 9, where those are pretty good. And then you get to like a couple weird seasons where like terrible. And then you got all the way up to this season where it ended with. So I'm gonna do some backtracking. It got to a point where they were actually. The whole way up to them releasing and fighting Lucifer, I thought was brilliantly written. Because the whole time they're trying to stop Lucifer from rising and they're actually releasing him. And that was pretty epically done.
Huh.
And then God actually has to... No, they defeat Lucifer without God's help. It actually goes into where the darkness comes, which is God's sister, which is kind of a questionable run. where God has to step in and you find out who God is. And if you've been watching the show forever, who God is ends up being in the show is pretty fucking epic. But God is a good guy throughout this whole show. And in the end of this last season, you get to the point to where they figure out that God is just literally just a writer, and the multiverse is him writing and throwing away bad versions of the planet, and he's a dick, and he's been setting the boys are basically his favorite TV show, and he's been just fucking with their lives.
This seems weird.
No, dude, it's pretty cool, though, because, like, Sam, at the end, he's like, fuck you, dude, and shoots him with this, like, all-powerful gun that God made that God says can kill anything but doesn't kill him, obviously, and he's like, oh, you want to fucking play? And he releases every bad thing that they have killed throughout this entire fucking run of 14 seasons. How it ends.
Huh.
I was like, it's pretty fucking epic. the last episode is one of those, like, weird, you don't ever, it's kind of hard to say, like, you get it in, like, the new War of the Worlds movie, which is not a great movie.
No.
But you feel at some point that it's, like, totally hopeless. Like, why the fuck? They're just going to be fucking right. killed. You get that feeling at the end of this one because they're in a fucking cemetery and every fucking dead person rises up and they're completely surrounded. Like, oh, they're going to die. But I was like, the fucking show ends pretty epically, I think. But
it seemed kind of teenage-y, kind of like heartthrobby to me when it first came out, and then I just never jumped on board.
I would say, like, at first it was because I didn't.
And a lot of that comes through when you watch the first couple of seasons. You're like, oh,
I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't think I started watching it that way because I think I jumped in, like, in the third season and I was like, this is pretty good. And then I went back.
Right.
But yeah, the first season's kind of that way.
There's a lot of really goofball episodes too.
There are, but that's why I like they're funny.
Yeah.
Once you get into the world, those become funny.
I like there's a wishing well episode. So they go to this town and there's a giant teddy bear.
This is actually one of my
favorite
episodes.
That's like killing people. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, they have to fight this giant teddy bear?
That is an epic episode. There's a run of episodes where the same FBI agent's been hunting them. Because basically, if you look at it from an outside perspective, these dudes show up, like, dig up bodies, like, fucking burn corpses or murder people and then leave. So the FBI's like, what the fuck? They've been hunting them for quite some time. There's another quirky episode called, I think, like, Good God, Y'all, where all the gods from other religions set them up to, like, show up to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you and your stupid Christian Lucifer are fucking with everything. We've been here for fucking millennia fucking with shit. And then Lucifer just shows up and smokes them all and kills everybody. All these gods are just getting exploded. It's like, damn, that's pretty sick. But there's a lot of funny episodes like that. My favorite quirky episode, though, you don't see the show, is where they show up to a high school to investigate murders. And earlier in the series, they found out that someone who, like, sees God's word and writes it down.
Well, like a prophet?
Yeah, so there are prophets of the Lord in the show. One of the prophets of the Lord is a cheesy novelist. So he's been writing down supernatural in cheesy novel form. And the boys at one point find the novels and, like, they cosplay it. It's like a whole cosplay Comic-Con style thing. It's really stupid because their lives have been written down in this format. So they're pretty pissed off about that whole thing. But then they get to a point where they show up at a high school to solve these murders, and the high school is running a play based on those books. So it's even a shittier version of the shitty version. And it even has, like, their theme song. They're, like, in a fucking fake cardboard car, and they're both looking at it like, what the fuck is this? So there are some pretty weird episodes, but
I like the introspective
sounds
episodes.
Weird.
I honestly think it's a pretty sweet show. I give it full thumbs up.
It's worth the time.
So you
like shows that you can binge.
I made a file on the group. It's stickied on there that you should put shows up that you've watched and you've liked for people to kind of look through. Nobody's added anything to it yet.
See, I don't know if it's just the way that I'm logged in. I meant to bring that up with you. I'll bring it up later. I still can't figure out a post on our thing as us. It's just me.
I'll show you.
On my app, when I'm in the group, it gives me, like, a little thing in the corner.
Correct.
And it'll say, like, do you want to change how you're posting as? Yeah, like, interact as yourself.
But that's just in the group.
Or if I can, if maybe I click I just it, suck. I can change the thinking outside.
Let's go to a small break.
Yeah, we're at an hour and 45 minutes of bullshit.
Gabe should be here soon, too. So.
All right.
Another group asked me if I want to
take us to a break. Take us to a break.
Yeah, we're out. We'll pull it back later.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. You know, folks, when the Troma team and I are not making those great movies like Tromeo and Juliet and Terra Firma and Return to Nukem High, a.k.a. Volume 2, the Troma team and I like to kick back and inhale the most educational and entertaining podcast in the world, Poop Culture.
Hello, I'm Toxie, I love Poop Culture. Poop Culture is the best. I like Poop Culture. In fact, I even look like some poop right now. You look closely, kind of a poop.
But I'm 70 years old and I want to blow my fucking brains out. So, you know, honestly, I don't even know why I care.
This is Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville and the Justice League, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Literally, dude, there's like days where I like wake up and I'm like, I think I'm about to have to. Okay, I can barely make it to the bathroom.
And we're back.
I got a weird poop system. I don't know what it is.
I'm coming down from a weird poop system.
I don't even know where we're at in the show. So
we only did the first segment, really.
Yeah, it was an hour and 40 minutes.
We talked about a lot of random bullshit.
Anything good?
Just TV shows. And
Detective Pikachu's the shit.
We didn't even really talk about Detective Pikachu as much as we just said it was cool.
Yeah, you're only allowed to say Detective Pikachu's the shit.
I'm still just not enthralled enough to go see it, but I'll probably watch it eventually when it comes out.
So this is what's great. Sorry. This is what. Hi guys, I'm here. Sorry, I'm late.
Well, we can rehash some stuff. Don't matter to me.
No, I was just.
We've literally just been bullshitting. It's totally cool.
This is literally the only real like current thing that I had besides like the new Godzilla trailer is fucking amazing. I've watched it like 65 times.
I don't know which one I watched.
I just keep watching all of them.
Yeah,
I'm like just. Put the fucking movie out, but
just give me what I want.
So you love Detective Pikachu. I know you love Detective Pikachu. This dude at work named Riley has gone to see Detective Pikachu 4 fucking times.
Does he have a friend named Jonesy?
I wish. That'd be amazing. But no, it was. Dude, he
I don't care how good it is.
And he tells me every time he's like, I went to see Detective
it's
Pikachu
a lot
again.
Of times.
And in my brain I'm like, I don't care.
Jesus. All right, so
I've
like,
heard it's really, really funny though.
I bet I can
it is
call
funny.
The police because you probably molest children.
So I poked a bear. While we were on break, I messaged AC because I figured he'd be asleep and he would just message me whenever he woke up. I was like,
Side note, I'm sorry, I'm going to break off from
this.
Go for
it.
Trying to pay AC for the work that he did first, trying to get him to do work and just be like, I don't care what you do, just do something, is like pulling teeth.
He's very
particular.
He's
like, what about this? Well, what if he doesn't like it? Just fucking draw something. Shit. Jesus Christ.
Imagine AC's very hippie-like.
Yeah. He's very meticulous
and
when it
then
comes to commissions.
Trying
he wants
to pay
to know
him.
Every detail.
Was even harder. He woke up at like noon one day and he forgot. And then he's like, oh, I'm on the highway. I can't do it. Let me pull over. And I was like, no, don't pull over on the highway. Just get to where you're going and call me.
He hates talking on the phone when driving.
No, I know, which is fine. But I was just like, you don't have to pull over to the side of the highway. Just get where you're going.
Yeah, that's what I tell him. No, he's like called me to message me about like having art nights. But he'll be like on his way home from the gym. And he'll be like, hang on, I just got in my car. Let me pull into another spot or something. Because he's like in the parking lot going down the lane or whatever. So I messaged him while we were on a little break like 10 minutes ago. What did you think of John Wick 3? So I guess he just woke up because I have 5 text messages from him already. They're all small, mind you, which is surprising. But yeah.
Did he enjoy it?
He loved it and so did I. It's fucking awesome. And they need to have John Wick 4 out like tomorrow.
He charged me I think 60 or 75 or something like that, and just to fuck with him I was like, ouch, man. And he's like, what, really? Oh man, I don't want you to. I was just like, I'm just kidding, relax. just kidding, I'm sorry.
Dude, you should have got him down to 50, man. Yeah, yeah.
He's too much of a sweetheart sometimes,
and now
man.
He's gonna know that, so he's gonna be ready for it.
He's the only person I know who somebody has broken his shit, and then he's given that person free stuff. So
what?
Last year at Denver Comic Con, he had
that framed piece up.
Yeah.
And on that thing, a guy comes up, knocks it over, breaks the frame, shatters the glass. Josh is with me at my table. He leans over and he goes, "That was like $600, man." And the guy like freaks the fuck out.
Right.
And AC's like, "No, I was only selling for like 60." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? You could have just got
$600 for that."
And then like he didn't only like sell him the broken piece as you would expect somebody who just broke something of yours to buy. He like gave him two other prints for free.
Oh my god, AC.
I'm like, man, you handled that infinitely better than anyone else I know would have, including myself.
I would have lost my shit, probably.
I had to
be like, "I paid $10 for that."
Like, Josh and I both stood up. Like, we were ready. Like, whatever AC was about to do, we were going to hop over the table with him. We were coming out of the trench with him. And, like, he was like, "No, it's fine, man. Just pay me whatever I was going to sell it for." I was like, "Oh, my God."
I had a 5-year-old when I was at a wedding taking pictures grab a like $1,800 lens out of my camera bag, pick it up, and then just smash it into the ground as hard as he could. And my shit was insured, and I almost fucking killed that child. I was like, "Whose fucking kid is this?" Like, at a place where I was working. But nobody was like mad at me even. They're like, "I can't believe that happened. I'm sorry."
You're all, "You yeah. owe me so much goddamn money."
But the camera, like, expensive, yeah, but the lenses, whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 1635, like f2.8. It was like an L series lens, a nice fucking lens. The kid was just like, "Cacoosh." I was
like, "No." He's like, "Old smash."
Yeah, I was like,
"That good. That was pretty funny, but I didn't think it was that funny."
That was the face.
Dude, it haunts me to this day. Because I didn't see it happen. I was like, click, click, smash. What? Smash again. I was like, what? If it would have been related to me, I would have straight booted it across the fucking
ground. Booted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't remember what kind of kid. He just knows it's a kid.
That was a boy, I remember. He had that look in his eye. Like, he was, "Fuck your shit."
He was
that
so
only little boys have when they're destroying things.
It's a new level of anger for Doyle. He was so mad he didn't see color.
I don't remember what color
that was. Everything looked red at that point.
Just remember it.
Why is that Indian kid smashing my stuff?
Oh, he is red.
Wow.
He said everything's all red.
I was thinking this kind of Indian, not this kind of Indian.
Oh, wow. The hand
signal there. You know, Durka Nurka.
You're getting away with it because we're not on video.
Speaking of that kind of Indian, like 50% less Indians work in Hollywood now that the Big Bang Theory is fucking canceled.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sad. It wasn't canceled. I don't think it was canceled.
Or not canceled. Just over.
They didn't
just
cancel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other Indians working besides like him and... I'm serious. I can't think of
I don't know. I have no
Pudi.
Idea.
Danny Pudi works. Yes, please.
What's his name?
The guy from Heroes.
His real name?
But he's not working right now, is he?
Dude, there's a ton. Like,
I have no idea.
What's the?
I don't see
Kumail
people
Nanjani
in race.
Work?
That's who. That's why I was.
That guy's funny. Have you seen the trailer for that movie with?
What movie?
It's Dave Bautista and Kumail Nanjani, and I cannot.
Is that the one where he's an assassin, or he's a cop?
Bautista's a cop that's like in trouble, but he sees a guy that he's been chasing forever, and he calls an Uber, and it's Kumail, and he like makes him drive him all over town. That shit looks amazing.
Who's the taxi driver?
Wait
for
a minute.
Deadpool?
Now I'm thinking about the wrong movie.
That guy's been in a bunch of movies.
Now I'm thinking about the wrong
movie.
He's
actually really funny.
The one I remember with Bautista is the one where he's a cop, but he's with the little girl. That's the trailer that just came out.
Yeah, he's doing two different cop movies at the same time.
I was like, I don't remember that one.
Bautista's definitely been typecast as a cop in the last like few months.
But what I love about Bautista, he's real. He's like, "These are fans. They want me to do shit. If it's come my way, I'm doing it."
Yeah.
It's not one of these punk walking dead characters who can't fucking stick with the show. They're getting paid billions of dollars to pay.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
We already discussed
that. We did.
Okay, never mind. Don't tell us anymore.
No, we were just saying, like, it's weird that these actors have found a niche where fans are, like, fucking throwing wheelbarrows full of money at them. And normal people don't quit their jobs like this.
No.
It's like you work for, like, 6 years at a job that pays you shit and shits on you every day, and you still get up and you fucking go there. These Walking Dead fans are surrounded by people who fucking love them, free food, all the money falling from the skies. They're like, ah, I'm getting out of here. I can't do this.
I just want to definitely live different fucking lives.
I just want to express myself creatively.
Yeah, you pampered pieces of shit. Express yourself differently when the show ends.
Yeah.
And you don't have to ever make a dime again.
Right?
Do it on your own fucking time.
None of them have to make a dime ever again anyways. Like, if they manage their money correctly, nobody that started on that show that has left that show ever needs to work again.
That's probably true.
Correct.
I assume it's paying quite a bit per episode at this point.
And you got to think, like, syndication and videos.
We talked about that. I told you, conventions.
Dude, because, like, people that haven't been on the show.
How much do conventions pay? Or is it just they make money there?
I don't know.
From what I understand, like, say, J.C. David Frank, for instance, the con pays him to get to the show, and then they don't take any of what he makes at the table.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they take a cut of, like, your pictures and autographs and shit.
Yeah,
they have to manage mm-hmm. for you, yeah.
But, like, when you just walk up and do the selfie and stuff, I don't think they take anything.
No, I don't think so.
I know there was an episode on the Mike and Ming show.
30th cup of coffee today.
Where they were talking about, like, the green room after the, like, last day of con, and people are counting up literally bags of cash.
Yeah.
And, like, somebody had made the joke, like, oh, I never file my income tax after a show. And, like, half the room was like, you cannot fuck this up for us.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're not claiming every single dollar they're making, but they're claiming something.
It's just like servers claiming half their tips so that pay doesn't get docked and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
FYI, IRS, that shit happens constantly. Fuck off.
It's annoying.
I got Star City Games sending me fucking things for $3 telling me to pay taxes on it. Like, you sons of bitches. Do you really got to send this that now I actually have to add this to my fucking taxes? Because where they're at, they don't pay sales tax or whatever. So I bought literally like two cards from them last year that cost nothing. And they're like, well, you didn't pay taxes on this $385, so we got to send you this fucking thing.
How much is the tax?
It's like a dollar something that we also sent to the IRS. So I had to include that in my taxes.
Oh, my God.
It's just
Could you imagine if you got, like, audited because you owed the IRS a buck?
You're like, hey, fucker.
I feel like it's probably happened for less.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
I don't know.
I don't want to say
Amazon makes you pay taxes now, too, though, because of that.
So does eBay.
Oh, I haven't done anything on eBay.
DoorDash and, like, all of those, like,
but
apps
it's just
you have to, like,
yeah, to do it.
Yeah, but it never used to be.
Alicia and I did the W-2.
Amazon never made you pay taxes.
I understand that, and now that's new.
Whatever
you
make,
set
aside, like, $10 every day.
You never used to.
Through the rest of the year.
You were supposed to keep track of everything you bought on Amazon so that you could pay taxes on it when you did your taxes.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever did.
No, they didn't. No. And so that's why the state sued, because they were losing money.
Here's the thing. Just stop taking the money that you didn't make, state. Do something that I have to pay you for and then make me pay you for that.
They do. Sales taxes go to things like education and the roads and stuff like that.
No, just charge me for education tax. Like, say we need this much money for schools to get better. We're going to split that up against taxpayers. In this
district. That's called a flat tax, and everybody hates it when it happens. So
they shouldn't.
That's the problem.
What happens with the tax code, everybody fucking
hates
it.
That's what the problem is. With healthcare, from my assumptions of how it's supposed to work, your taxes will go up a little bit, but it's supposed to be less than what you're paying in taxes in the year. But because people see that your taxes are going up, they freak out.
Yeah.
I've always been weird. Like, to me personally, I'm fine with, like, the Canada system. I'm like, if you want to take 75% of every dollar I make, but I don't got to worry about shit, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, no healthcare, no fucking any of this shit. I just buy my food.
Whoa, don't know you're a socialist.
I bleed red and white.
Not blue.
Not blue. Occasionally blue when I've had too many Slurpees.
Ooh, Slurpee sounds amazing.
Oh, dude, I had one a couple days ago. Life like, you remember when it was, like, hot, like, about 3 days ago?
Not today.
It's cold as fuck.
Like, I still haven't gotten sopapillas out of my mind yet when your wife brought them up earlier. I'm like,
sopapillas?
No, but I want them.
Sopapillas like a...
We were talking about Mexican restaurants.
She just brought them up for no reason.
Who just brings up sopapillas? Fuck that.
How can we make this happen after the show now?
I know. Juan, we're going to need a Mexican
call Camacho's. Oh, no. What's today?
Sunday.
They're not open.
Fuck.
Neither is Santiago's.
Goddamn Catholics.
God damn your own people.
I know, right? Have we talked about the pop culture classic? I
no. Not. No.
Are we going to do
it? It was on in the background for like most of the first part.
It's amazing.
The whole time.
I hope we don't get brought up on that, will we?
No.
Redreamed some stuff because whatever we were saying, I didn't remember.
Yeah, it was at the very beginning of the movie. What is this?
It's only like a week since I've seen it, too. I don't know. My memory's just going. I know. I've been heavily medicated for several weeks now, and everything's
Oh, boring. And I have a new phone. I need your Wi-Fi password.
S-I-N-C-E. Nope, that's Honda of Greeley's password.
S-I-N-C-E.
So everybody since that goes to Honda of Greeley
since
they've been shop.
There for, since 1999.
If you want to type it in so that you're, we're not saying
no,
it over
well, the... I can
oh, yeah, that well, is... That is
find his house and then park outside and then use his
well,
password.
I know, but... Unless you never know.
I mean, I have
I just can't
done
remember.
That for
Watch
like...
Watch has a bunch of people parked outside all of a sudden.
Just like 30 cars packed deep.
There's
a,
I think there's one on
I mean,
there
when I was a kid,
FBI
I used to do that at the McDonald's by my house.
Yeah, but that was McDonald's.
I do love that one is called Rowdy McRouter Face.
There was
that
one.
That was probably the former FBI van.
Yeah, there was the FBI van out there
what,
for a little
what are
bit.
What chances of me selling cars?
I mean,
they're
good.
Hiring. I yeah. saw it.
But didn't you say it pays like shit now?
So, I guess I'm going to have to edit all this out, too.
We'll
but
just go there
no,
right now.
No, because this is not very compelling. But
hey,
you,
people like to sell Hondas.
You pay,
this is compelling as shit.
This is part of the banter that some people are like, fuck yeah, I like this part.
You get paid $250 a car, essentially. And then you get, it's retro, no, yeah, $250. And then I think it's retroed once you get past 10 cars to 300 and something. And then you get bonuses at, I believe, 12 and 16 cars. It's different. It's different because you're not, they don't pay people like they pay me anymore. It's just the reason why is because supposedly the public is more, they're easier to sell cars to if they believe that you're not after their money, if you're just getting paid a flat
like
amount
a
no matter what,
yeah.
Which is not true anyways, but because I tell people that all the time. Oh, I get paid $100. Don't worry about me. Let's find you a car. Wink, wink. Yeah. Like, how the fuck do they know? That's what I'm like. It's so stupid.
It made a ton of sense, and then as soon as you did the wink, wink with the wink, I was like, that's shady as fuck.
Just got real.
So, question, though. So you get paid a flat amount now?
I don't. You
no,
do.
Normally.
You would, yeah.
Like $2 an hour or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's $250
a
car.
You don't get paid an hourly wage.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so you don't get paid at all.
No. You get paid commission.
No. Yeah.
Either. That's the scary
part. That is 100% why I haven't done it, is because my wife will not let me take that challenge.
I will tell you, though, that I am normally not a people person. I genuinely don't like extra people in my life.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And so the...
Me specifically.
So you've been cut off.
When Facebook reminded me when we came friends, I made a big deal about it. I was like, a year ago today, Juan finally said yes.
He said yes to the dress.
I don't know where I was at.
So...
Here's what I will tell you. If you've got 2 months, just call it 2 months, that you know if you make zero money, which you won't, you could live off of 2 months. After 2 months, you'll know whether you can do it or not.
And so here's another quick question. How do they split up when people come in? Is it just like a fucking fist fight? Like,
no, it's just whoever takes it. And there's a, you know,
I
you
imagine there has to goods. Be
it's
some
like
kind of protocol.
No,
though, like
there's no, it's just don't be a dick. You know, if there's three of us standing by each other and one person is taking three or four people, we'll just be like, yeah, go ahead and go grab it. Like there's no, as long as you're not a dick and you're like running in front of other people, nobody cares.
Yeah. No, just watch the goods. That's exactly how it is, right?
It's like a gentleman's thing.
It is. It's like a it is really. It's like a I'm not feeling it today, man. Go ahead and get it. Or, you know, I've already broomed two fucking people. You can have the next one. Whatever it is. No, broomed. Shh, I broomed them off the lot. That means they didn't buy a car.
Oh, man, we're getting the inside knowledge
what is
on
your,
how they talk.
What do you think your average is per talking to somebody / selling a car?
You're supposed to sell 12% of everybody that you talk to.
A lot of motherfuckers just show up to not buy cars.
Yes.
Because you got to think, a lot of people are going from like dealership to dealership looking at a ton of different stuff.
Oh, buddy, yeah. The market is so different right now. People, because of the internet, there are literally people fighting over $50 to $100 who will go from Grilli to 2 hours away to save $100. Like, that's just how fucking – it's fucking insane. It's a lot harder sometimes than people think. Like, I'm just out there raping people's money. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not making $1 million, I promise.
And it does that. Well, so do you make more than me?
I don't know what you make. Five. So, yes.
Okay, so
– and I will tell you that the other people who are on flat plans also make more than you.
Okay, so then going back to – you can edit this part out.
Sounds like Doe's going to be selling cars by the end of this month.
Juan's almost got me sold on trying to like leave the post office.
A part of me is thinking about it again. But
Alicia, Juan figured out his pyramid scheme. He's opening a dealership tomorrow.
Oh, it's so expensive. It's so expensive.
There's an empty dealership.
It's so expensive.
I'm gonna do paychecks and just come or try to come to the shot because I would do it right now, but literally I'm just eating out for this fucking back shit.
All right. That's the thing is, if you have good insurance where you're at, I wouldn't move. I don't pay. Alicia has amazing insurance at the hospital, so I don't have to worry about the insurance side, so I can go wherever the fuck I want. But it's just if you have insurance where you're at, that's what we need to buy. If you have a good insurance where you're at, I would stay there. Unless you think they do. They do.
Our insurance is not good. We just have it.
That's the thing is, I don't know how good or bad it is because I have insurance through her.
Yeah, that's not – I can't say where I'm at.
We've fucking fired a lot of people have quit, and we've fired a good amount. We're literally down like five people right now. We're working on six or seven employees. You just don't sell cars?
Ultimately, the dealership still wants to make money. So if you ain't selling shit, peace.
You'll make like I said, within 2 months, you'll know whether you can do it or not. And it's literally just trying to be friends with people. That's all it is. It's literally just being their friend and seeing what they fucking, you know, what they want to buy. It's if you can be somebody's friend and get past the fact that they don't like you when they initially walk in the door, you'll be good. A lot of different little things you learn about people as you progress.
like that Andrew Jelznick guy. I hate he's a stand-up comedian. I showed Tim the special.
Oh my
this
God.
Will be my current news thing. You guys have to watch this on Netflix.
He's so fucking hilarious. Funny. Holy shit.
But he has this bit where he talks about how he hates racism. He's all, I just think it's stupid that we judge people just based on how they act all the time. He also has a massive bit about dropping babies and how funny it is and how much he loves dropping babies.
Oh, wow. So good.
And he also talks about how his favorite suicide is murder suicide.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's so
basically,
good.
If you listen to the show, you're going to fucking love this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the most exciting kind of suicide.
You'll learn a lot about people that you would be like, really? Like, we had a credit score of a 382 come in the other day, which I have no earthly fucking idea how you get your credit that low.
I mean,
I don't even know why people keep giving you loans after a certain fucking amount of time.
I can probably figure it out.
I can tell you all about it.
No. It's weird. It's generally bad credit is in the 500s. So that's when I'm like, wow, okay, it's going to be a little hard to get you cars and stuff, but maybe,
for the record, not that bad anymore.
Maybe twice in 6 years I've seen somebody with a 300 credit score. It's just fucking insane.
That's like
crazy.
Right after bank. Like, even people with bankruptcy on their
generally
files
they're,
aren't
yeah,
that
they're
bad.
Not that bad usually, but it's like I said, I don't even know why people keep giving you credit. Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I've seen people on their fourth or fifth phone company because they don't pay T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon. They're fucking down to the what's that bullshit Metro PCS or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah.
Or Cricket. Like, don't forget Cricket.
Fucking just pay. Like, Jesus.
The Walmart prepaid plan.
And they still don't have 300 credit or whatever?
No.
They're like, I got to wait till my paycheck to fill my phone up with minutes again. Oof, I had a track phone for a while.
Medical bills is what did it to me.
That is a way to throw away money.
And car dealers don't – I mean, as long as you're pretty current with your medical bills and it's not like thousands and thousands of dollars,
but
you're
like,
usually okay.
What gets me is my credit score was like low fours. Like, I'm not ashamed to talk about this because I'm sure plenty of people are out there struggling. But it was medical bills that were crushing me. I just could not pay them. Even the minimum monthly was just way too fucking high. And then like I it started getting better because I started getting a little help from mom and dad because fucking I was drowning. And then I mean this is all like right after the divorce. I had no money and I was shelling out way more than I ever had just to live on my own for a change. And I got approved for like one of those secured credit cards from Capital One,
where you drop like $300 in or whatever,
and then you pay a monthly or whatever when you finally get around to using it.
I never do.
And like just
I don't. I'm an adult who does not even know their credit score. Yeah, because I've never taken a loan out.
Oh, Doyle,
never used a credit card ever.
But like just getting approved,
it's a weird way of like when you, in my opinion, if you look at someone like you, she's like, you're really no risk because everything you've ever bought, you've 100% paid off.
But no credit.
But you're 100%
that's
no risk.
The problem is you are because the banks go, I don't know if you can fucking pay. They don't know that you've paid shit in cash. They just see that you've never paid anybody.
The trick would be to go to your bank, get like $1,000.
All the time, I should just
get like $1,000 loan for your next car and just pay it off.
That's really, so when somebody comes in and they don't have any
real
credit.
Real quick. We are not financial professionals. If you are listening to us,
no, you're fine.
We have found ways to game our credit scores up that may or may not be appropriate for your particular
financial
situation.
This one worked for me. I was low 400s, got approved for a secured credit card, and went up to 600.
I was low 400s, married a wife that's really organized, and now I'm up there too.
Well, a lot of people don't.
I don't know where I'm at. Probably low 400.
No, you're probably right.
Well, if you've never used your credit at all, just ever, and you don't have collections either,
I think
you're
hover mid fives anyway.
You're a zero.
There is like this weird 800 thing I can't.
Get rid of. Then you might be bad.
But it's not. I just refuse to pay because I know I don't owe it. But I will have to pay it one day.
Yeah.
But generally, having no credit is better than having bad credit. If you're 50 and you've never ever used your credit before, it's better to be a zero score than having a 500 score.
Yeah.
The best thing I ever did for my credit was pull my credit report, find everything that was delinquent on it, and just pay it, and then get a letter and have it taken off my credit report. It just doing that over like 6 or 7 months, paying off, you know, $100 thing from when I was 18, like your $800.
Oh, that's really the thing is when you come in and you got bad credit and it's because you've got $30 delinquent, like go fucking pay that.
Yeah.
It'll come off your credit. Just go like fucking pay $30. Yeah.
Like within
what the fuck?
Within like 6 or 7 months of Mel helping me with that, like I had boosted my credit score like almost 200 points. So,
but people don't know you can call. Like just call like medical. Call the people who you owe money to. The last thing they want is for you to not pay. So they'll help you out. You know, if they need to restructure how much you're paying or all that kind of shit, just call them. Like, if you ever get behind on a mortgage, call the lender. They want their money. They don't want you to just stop paying.
Yeah.
I was in your situation, though, where, like, I owed on a student loan, and the guy's like, you know, you owe this, like, fucking grandiose amount of money. He's all, how, you know, can we get you into a payment plan? How does $950 a month sound? I was all, I don't know, like $500 a month more than my rent? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Can I eat? At all. I could go to lose some weight, but I think I'll die. No, mine is literally a Chase bank account that I fucking closed, that I have the paperwork on, that says it was zeroed out. When I closed it, they did not close it. A $15 renewal fee for your debit card got applied 8 months later, racked its way up to $800 and something before they closed
it. Genuinely,
I have gone to court twice for this, and they will not fucking take it off my credit score.
Yeah, just do it again. It's worth it.
I think I'm gonna have to pay it. No, it's Chase. Like, I'm gonna have to pay it. I think I went to court twice, and both times the court was like, "You don't have to pay that," and it has not come off yet to this day.
If you have the court like filing, you can send it to the credit bureau and they'll take it off. They gotta figure that out
because it is pissing me off. Because still, recently I got another call about it.
You can call TransUnion or Experian or whatever and just get a once a year free credit report too to see if it's actually there.
Well, I just got a call a few days ago, so I know it's still there.
I use Credit Karma and love it or hate it. Some people say it's a scam. I don't know.
It's not a scam. It's just not correct.
Yeah,
It's not always super duper accurate, but
anytime somebody's like, "I'm a 700 credit karma score," I'm like, "That means you're probably like a 660."
Yeah,
it's usually like 30 or 40 points off.
Yeah,
I just know my mom has that like insane credit score that is unheard of.
There have been few because it's like 893 or something is the high. There's been really I've never seen the best. I've never ever seen that in all these times I've pulled credit, but I've seen people like 10 points.
Because you've never had a congressman buy a car from you.
No, we have. They buy cash.
I don't know her credit score, but literally every time I go somewhere where they pull her credit score, instantly coffees and cookies start coming out. I'm serious. They're like, "Sit down, man. Can we give you $1 million?
Please like, buy from us."
Fuck? It's like, you can. She'll never pay it back. And then her credit score will not be good. No, but she's just literally, I don't think she's ever missed a payment on anything in her entire life, and she's 60-something. But...
yeah, just buy the next time you go want you want to buy a beater car or something. Go buy a $6,000 or $8,000 car.
Well, I need to do finance what you're doing. I know, which is that pretty where you just put money in the credit card. Because even now, like I've tried every once in a while, I'm like, I should get a PayPal credit card. They're like denied. I'm like, fuck, no credit, except for one bad piece of credit.
I'm telling you, if you come in and you want to buy a $10,000 car and you've got like $1,500 to put down, you'll get approved with no credit. And then pay that bitch off in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm trying to pay my back off.
It's trying to kill you.
Every time I go to the doctor, they're like, "That will be $1,800 more."
Yeah,
I'm like, looking at that. Don't I have insurance? Yes, if you didn't, it would be substantial.
It would be that times four.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
That's crazy.
And it's because I've had
doctors. Well, I know our insurance is better than that.
Well, no, it's just because I've had people for 2 years tell me it's not a problem, and now it's getting to parts where they're like, "Well, it's not covered," and it's not covered because it was pre-existing before you got your insurance. And I was like, "How do you know that?" We can tell.
I don't want to say nothing, but we're 40 minutes in and we haven't talked about anything.
No, we talked about credit and insurance.
Yes,
I feel like we've talked about a lot of things.
Juan might be the most. Well, he's definitely the most substantially. Doing well.
Oh. out of this circle here. Yeah.
How about?
I don't know about that, but I will say it comes from being poor.
John,
whole
it's coming.
Fucking life. John is probably.
I'm gonna have to cut my comics down.
John is probably doing really well.
I'm gonna have to pay for some medical shit.
How about that Planet of the Apes then?
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. All right, back to insurance.
But if you want to come sell cars, let me know.
We were talking about it's been so long since I went to Jaws that my comic book's fucking $800. I just made it. Oof. But so much money that PayPal even take it right away. They're like, "Are you sure?" I'm going to give you some time to think about that.
So I think I've talked to you guys about it a little bit, but Bailey signed up to do like a summer learning program at Georgetown University.
Right? Yeah, I meant to give money to that, and I totally forgot.
It's okay.
Is it still going?
I mean, we're buying her computer today, so, you know.
Okay.
But, so, yes, give her money today.
I set aside some money to donate to this.
So, anyway, like.
I think I paid for that computer.
You did, actually. Thank you very much. She raised like about. I want to say like really close to like $4,500.
Nice.
So she's going to Georgetown. Like we've got her plane ticket. We're getting her laptop. She had to buy like dress code clothes because there's like a dress code for the program and stuff like that.
A uniform or is it just
it's
like slacks?
It's
and
a
shit?
Specific like dress code, but it's not like a uniform. It's like certain color pants, certain color shirts.
Business casual.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like very it's like business casual, but everybody has to wear like a blue shirt and blue pants or something weird like that.
I'd like to see a program like that go off the walls. It's like Monday. Nun's uniform. Tuesday, Moo Moo with Sunday hat. It's just the most random.
I'm not going to lie. That would be really cool.
So obviously to pay for it, you know, she did
the
GoFundMe.
Moo Moos?
You know, that way.
On Fridays, we wear pink.
The money from her GoFundMe went into her bank account, and then Mel had set up one through Facebook, which was coming into ours. So we had to pull it and, you know, give it to her so she could pay for it. So she got a notice from the bank that was like, "Are you sure you want to have $3,700 in your bank account?" Like, it was literally, "Here's a bunch of other products we can sell you now that you have this much money in your bank account." And she's like, "Yeah, I'm good." And then she spent it all because she had to pay for the program, you know. But I just thought it was funny. I've never received an email from a bank that was like, "You have too much money in your bank account."
I had one of those
When I was 23, I was a paint salesman for Glidden Paint. So I was going to like different Home Depots to...
I would need to check your credit.
So at the time, I was getting like a flat pay plus commissions. And the commissions was like 5 to 10% off of like thousands of gallons of paint because I'm selling to contractors, not mom and dad painting the kids' room.
Right.
Like company card, company phone, and I had like a delivery van because I would also run that if I needed to.
Right.
And it was like the bank called me and they were like, hey, we noticed that you're only shelling out like this much for certain things, you know. We have all these other products we can offer you and stock option programs that we could get you into. I was like, nah, I'm 23 and I pay nothing for rent and I have a crap load of money. No, yeah, I'm blowing all of this.
How many Nintendo Switches can I buy?
Wow.
I mean, obviously it was way before this.
Yeah, Switch. I wish I'd have been much more financial.
I had a really great laptop, yeah. Big TV.
Me. It was just because I was poor. That's where it came from. I knew I had to save for shit for my whole life if I ever wanted something.
Also, if you backtrack my 19s and 20s, it's because I paid for a lot of people's shit.
Right.
I had a ton of friends who had no money. And I was working, and I was like, oh, you can eat today. Honestly, I should have been doing a little bit of
I'm probably one of those people.
For a small amount of time. I mean, Bobby did it for me for a while. It goes back and forth. But I definitely know there were periods of my life where I could have been like, you could have done stuff with this, right. And you did nothing. Actually, my whole life's like that, because I make way a decent amount of money now that I have nothing. Well, I have a shit ton of comic books, but that are worth something, I guess. So never mind, I'm doing all right.
I got enough stored away, just in case.
I did. My savings are just being drained by this like medical thing.
That's me right now. I'm where you'll be eventually.
I think I'm
broke paying off medical bills.
Well, the thing is I've been paying them as they happen, and I think I'm actually at the point where we're figuring out what's wrong with my shit now, and we're getting it on the right track. I said those muscle relaxers are the only thing that have helped at all. Which lends me to think that even though I have a bulging disc, a majority of the pain is coming from the
huge bulge.
Yeah,
which is helpful to know. Now, fuck JBAs. Coming for you, JBAs. Quitting soon.
I think if Doyle quits, we need to throw a party.
Probably. With a ton of beef.
Yes.
Just a stolen beef party.
Within 3 months, I don't think I'm going to work there.
We can call
and
it the
potentially as of Monday. So
suspended.
I might be selling cars a lot sooner.
They're
delivering mail.
They've asked, but I've always been like, none of my friends want to take the risk. That's because it really is. That's what it is. You just never know.
I may not have a choice. And then I will be a Denver car or selling cars, trying to sell cars at least.
Desperation creates creativity in fixing your
problems.
It sounds
like a fun job, actually, but it's just, it is.
I have fun.
100% commission's a tough sell.
I mean, unless you're good at selling, then it's an easy sell.
I've never sold things.
So you get $800 no matter what, a month. And so that's you. So there's a draw.
You said there was no.
No. But that's what I'm saying. But so most people who only do that will get fired. That's because they don't sell cars. So your first check, you have to either pass $800 in commission, or you get. So like if you make $500 on car sales, you get $300 more from him, and then minus taxes. And so that's your draw check, the first check, and then the second half of the month you don't get dick if you don't sell anything. So you could potentially only make probably $600 a month.
See, that takes a lot of my worry away, though, because I was just worried, like, if I go there and for, like, 4 weeks it takes me a while to get on my feet and I make dick for 4 weeks, yeah, that's a long time to go with making nothing.
Right.
But if I start doing fine after, like, 4 or 5 weeks, I assume they don't fire you immediately.
No.
You just sell no cars for the last 3 days, buddy.
You would be in a spot where – so there's a guy who sold average 4 cars for 3 or 4 months because he's a cocky fucking 18-year-old who's an idiot. And the only reason they haven't fired him is because we've only got 7 salesmen, so they're not going to fire another person. Yeah. So you're in a spot where even if you struggle for 2 or 3 months, I think you'll be okay.
I think I'm people personable enough to do better than that.
Yeah,
I didn't know about the draw payment. That's more than I make a month.
You don't make $800 a month?
I mean, I probably make... No, I guess that's about half of what I make. But
yeah, I was like, how are you alive?
My wife makes a lot more money than I do.
If I don't make $800, you need that.
I promise you'll make money. It's just scary. It's taking the first step to quitting a job that pays you consistently to go to something that you're – because there are weeks where I'm like, fuck, I haven't sold a car in 5 days. What the fuck's wrong with me? You know, but then it's like it takes one or two, you know, days to just get in back in rhythm.
Well, like I said, I may or may not have a choice. I shouldn't have had a choice as of yesterday.
For your body's sake, I hope you don't have a choice come Monday.
No, I really, no matter what. I hope
you get fired.
I'll explain it to you. I literally called them and said, I'm thinking about taking 2 weeks of FMLA to figure out what's going on because I'm starting to get on medications and shit now. And if this doesn't work after 2 weeks, or at least I see it working, then maybe I just need to find a new job and I don't want to dick anybody over on it. I said that and then. Oh, fucking, we're going to suspend you, blah, 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 blah. Even though I have doctor's notes covering the absent time that I was away. And I was just like, I just don't want to work for people like that. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
Right.
After I've given you fucking ridiculously more than you deserve for 3 years.
I will tell you, I feel like I work a lot, but I'm really just there. It's not like I'm actually working. But you'll get a lot of time back from your life.
I don't know anyone else who works like I work besides people that I work with.
Oh, the people at Medigold. That's it.
Yeah, well, there has to be other.
Oh, the people at Leprino, too.
Yeah, other people who are the same.
Some of the people at Vestas.
Their cheeses are so good, though.
I know, right?
It's if you work in a factory.
What a weird episode this has become.
This is really odd.
There has to be other factory workers. But what is what is that industry that it's like? You work in a factory, so you get no life.
Yeah.
Even as a part time mail carrier. Sheets. I still had more time than you off, and I was doing like 16-hour days every day.
You know what's cool? Aside, I just remembered it because we talked about cheese, is I ordered 6 pounds of fucking pistachios that just got here the other day.
I didn't say cheese or something. Oh.
Six pounds of cheese? Where the fuck's that at? Break it out.
Leprino's makes fucking amazing cheese. If you ever try their jalapeno
really
stuff,
do.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
Pistachios?
Yeah. From pistachio land in a place called Alamogordo, New Mexico.
What made you order 6 pounds of pistachios?
Pistachios are fucking delicious.
They're really delicious.
Are. Full stop.
I've never been like, I like this 6 pounds of it, please.
We had a customer give us pistachios from this place.
I agree with Doyle on this one.
We had a customer who bought a car from us who bought us these pistachios from this place. Okay. And so we were munching on them for a long time and we're like, fuck, we should order these pistachios. Again, so it was. We split it up between three, so it's $20 a person. So I was like, that's
you're
amazing.
Splitting, so you're getting 2 pounds.
Well, it's not like we're divvying up the poundage. It's just going to be at work, so all three of us can eat whenever.
I don't know
we want.
Why, but for some reason, 6 pounds of pistachios seems like a gigantic crate of.
No, it's like
a flour sack. Yeah,
yeah.
But each pistachio weighs so little.
They're shelled. They have a shell. So.
You know,
we might as well just call this the not entertainment show.
Yeah, this is we're just hashing out our life shit. Well, what boggles my mind too. Back to the beef thing, I'm like, each one of these trailers is worth more than I get paid a year.
Yeah.
How am I getting paid too much? Which is the question I'm always getting. It's always going to throw in my face when you go talk to your like employer. You pay your damn good money. I'm like, I don't think you do. I don't think you know what damn good money is. I think you pay me damn middle-of-the-road money.
So Planet of the Apes was a really interesting movie for its time.
It was really good.
It's horribly acted, though. I do remember that.
Oh, God.
There's so many, like... Nick Cage would have felt right at home.
Weird that I brought us on track. Okay, so... Yeah, what the hell's his name, the actor?
Charlton Heston,
yeah. Famous for overacting.
But one of the most famous actors of all time. A lot of the most famous actors of all time are overactors, not terrible actors. But Al Pacino?
An argument could be made for being a terrible actor. It's just, what was it at the time? That's how everyone did it.
Marlon Brando?
I don't think he overacted,
dude,
you think?
Super
I feel overacted. Like he underacted.
Brando?
Yeah.
Brando,
he was pretty stoic in a lot of his fucking movies.
Pacino, for
Don
sure.
Wayne?
That's like his shtick.
Fucking Wayne is a hell over actor, dude.
Wayne is.
Eastwood, super over actor.
Especially now.
His face overacts without him talking. His face just...
If they ever do a live-action Grumpy Cat, they'll just cast Clint Eastwood.
My dead friend.
So, he went quiet during Planet of the Apes.
Sorry.
Gabe's
I just
looking.
Had
it's a great movie, but like,
it's so, old, it's good.
So 1968's Planet of the Apes, obviously starring Charlton Heston. If you're not familiar with the plot of this movie, there's
idiot.
Something really wrong with you. Or you're a kid. And I think I've told this story
That's
before.
True.
If you're a kid, I think they've made them recently enough that you'd know.
So Ashton had never seen any of the Planet of the Apes remakes. And yeah. he really didn't have much of an idea about the first one when he was like – I want to say he was like probably 10 or 11 or so. We sat down and watched it, got all the way to the end. Ashton sees the Statue of Liberty and literally goes – holy shit, he was on the earth the whole time. It's like exactly the reaction you're hoping someone has when they watch that movie.
Well, I understand the like the curve getting you at yeah. the end, but I would think you would know what the movie's about in general.
In general, though, the movie
that there is a planet of apes.
Pretty good. Well,
yeah. Very few humans are there.
So I've seen all of the old ones because my dad and I used to rent them a lot. And then I've seen
I like
all
the old
ones.
I like all the old ones.
Me too. I like the one where they have the missile. The cult that's like
that's the second one
under,
I think
beneath
the planet of the apes. Where they're fucking telepathically talking to each other.
And they're like worshiping a nuclear missile. Yeah. Yeah, it's really
oh my
cool.
God. Yeah, it is bad, but
I liked them all. I don't know why, but I liked them all.
Dude, I'm 100% with Juan on this. I love Planet of the Apes.
It's the not only that I don't one like I... it. I get enjoyment from it, but I'm getting enjoyment from something I know is not good.
Well, yeah, we know it's from the 70s, you know, 60s and 70s. Well, the first one was. I don't know
yeah,
when the
other
ones were made.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm watching going like, all of this is bad. It equals up to something that is nostalgically good
right.
to me.
And that's weird because it's not even – I don't even know if that's technically nostalgia for me. I don't know at what point in my life like nostalgia is because I like things from the 70s, but is that nostalgia for me or is that nostalgia for the people who grew up in that time period?
This is definitely before my era.
Right.
But I watched these movies very early in my life. Like
I did too.
I had them on that giant – what was that thing called? Laserdisc?
Yeah.
The giant CD.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom, when I was really young, probably like 6 or 7, bought from a garage sale a Laserdisc player and then like 3 egg cartons full of Laserdiscs. And Planet of the Apes was in there. And I remember watching them when I was like 7, 8, a lot.
My oldest
Star
brother
Wars,
was a
those
geek.
Are probably worth a fuck ton of money now. I should see if they're still at her house.
Yeah.
Somewhere. But
they're hard as hell to find. And if you have a copy of either of the Conan movies, I want them.
Well, I know I know all the Star Wars were there. All the Planet of the Apes were there. Clash of the Titans. I remember I watched all these movies on Laserdisc forever.
So weird. You had to switch between them.
Yeah.
Like they were like records.
Clash of the Titans was like
Have you seen
discs.
One of those?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I've seen them, but I've never
Dude,
like,
they're like,
watched it
they're
or anything.
Like this
they're
big.
Like big silver records.
And like each movie was like both sides of two discs.
Clash of the Titans, I remember, was 3 discs or 2
Turn
discs.
Turn over.
Seriously, like a little menu would come up that said, turn disc over now.
I know the...
I know I had the first Terminator, too. I bet you those are worth money. I bet they're still in your house, too.
I know the Star Wars laser discs are worth money because...
They're hard as fuck to
either
find.
Laser disc or VHS, it's the only way to see the original Star Wars films before...
I just know my mom throws away nothing, I guarantee.
They added all that stupid,
somewhere.
Meaningless footage to them.
Either that or I destroyed them somehow.
Probably. I'm going to go with that.
I just remember I watched the shit out of those. And I do remember loving them as a child. Like, there's apes.
It looks so good. For what it is, it looked really good. I think it looked better than the new ones.
I don't know about that. I disagree with that.
I don't
that.
Like the way the new
but
apes
they
look.
They are clearly people in costumes. In
which is
ones.
Fine. I'm okay with that.
I'm half of... 6 of one, half a dozen of the other, but I definitely like the look of the new ones better.
I
think
it's
ones, just because it's a modern film.
I thought the CG of the new, you guys said it earlier, but I actually thought the CG of the new ones was pretty good.
The Tim Burton one, no, though. That one's
I like that one. I like it.
I cannot stand that one. Like, it just doesn't feel right.
Marky Mark is just real 50-50 to me. It's like, sometimes I like him, sometimes I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you marking up this movie right now? Because he's a dude who's just himself in every movie.
Sometimes he gets funky with his bunch.
That's true.
Yeah. Sometimes his funk is the right funk for the movie. Just not always.
When he's sword
like
fighting
Daddy's
Transformers.
Home, that's his funk. Four Brothers? What the fuck are you in that movie for?
Oh, come on.
Why did that
like
movie
Four
exist?
Brothers.
I liked that movie.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
well,
probably,
I randomly hit on a
that's
movie.
Probably,
like,
that's probably one of Marky Mark's better movies. Are you kidding me?
I thought that movie was terrible.
It's got Andre 3000
yeah,
in it.
Bro. I
a
was
bunch
a,
of people who shouldn't be
I
acting
was,
or acting in that movie.
I was so sad because their mom died, bro. I hope that old lady died.
She raised a bunch of weird
fuck
ass
that
kids.
Old lady.
Good.
she raised a bunch of terrible actors. Andre 3000, completely unbelievable. Tyrese is horrible in that movie.
Tyrese is not a good actor.
I just felt like nobody. It didn't make any sense. Like, everyone hates this guy, but he's still running everything. I'm like, this guy would fucking
that's the typical boss, bro. It's because everybody's scared of him.
Yeah, you literally were just talking about how everyone hates your bosses.
He doesn't project that. But we go work for him because we're going to live or die. This guy doesn't project that fear. We got to pay bills.
They got to pay bills?
When you get paid? When you're working for a mob boss, he has to project fear. That guy does not project fear at all.
Oh, like he made them pretty scared.
And eat off the ground. If I was that big guy, I would just fucking murder him. I'd be like,
well, but the problem is that he's like, got henchmen around him. He just shoot
he's
you.
He's the henchman on the ground eating. Like, I bet in real life, I don't know, obviously. I bet in real life, a mob boss doesn't walk up to his gunman and be like, eat off the ground. I'm pretty sure he dies. Like, the gunman is your gunman because he kills people freely. I bet you're not above that. I don't know. But a lot of documentaries I've seen, those guys look real scared. That Iceman guy looked like
I don't know, bro.
He killed anybody and everybody who fucked with
him. El Chapo didn't look very scary.
Yeah, he kind of just looks like a chubby Mexican.
But he didn't
look
like he was a dick to anybody either. He's just handing out the cash, yeah, dude.
Except for the part where he puts people in barrels of acid.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are dying. I'm talking about his buddies.
Yeah, some of those dudes are his buddies.
They were
man.
His buddies.
They didn't know
he thought they were snitches.
They were his buddies till they fucked up.
Yeah, they didn't know what was coming, and then they went to acid. He didn't fucking put him into acid in front of all of their friends.
Probably he did. Yeah.
Send a message. This is what's going to happen, fuckers.
Send a message.
Just like on the Planet of the Apes when they cut your brain out.
It's probably true, but I don't understand. It's like, you're a killer.
Trying to bring
you
it back in, it's
guy.
Not working. No. This episode is not about Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes has killers
your,
in it, all right?
That's your episode title.
That's all right.
So you're a drug dealer, you're a killer, you're a bastard human being. And a guy comes up to you, he's going to kill you. And you have a gun. And you just let him do that.
Wait a minute. Backtrack a little bit because I don't know what you just said.
So it's like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's like how these mob bosses are going to be like, kill this guy. And I would be like, I'm at least killing a few of you.
Well, I think some of it is because specifically for that movie, for the Four Brothers, is that his wife and his, I think he had kids too there. And so if he fucking did something and then he died or he might have to watch his family get tortured or some shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're only putting me on
and
the
ground. I'm going to say most mob hits aren't like, hey, I'm about to shoot at you. They're more like, surprise, I'm shooting at you.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Surprise, that makes sense to me. If, like, I'm coming out of a subway and I'm like, I'm dying from bullets. I get it. I can't retaliate against you. But if I'm in a restaurant and you're like, get off the ground, bitch. I'm like, fuck you.
I don't think they say get on the ground.
He does that in Four Brothers.
Well, I know, but
he throws his food on the ground. It makes me eat it. I shoot you in the face. You eat it, bitch.
Then
I don't know. That's how
then his girl's going to get raped. Maybe he has
actually,
little
dude's
kids.
Dead. So nothing's going to happen. You know, re-divvy up his thing just like they do at the end. When Marky Mark walks out on the ice for so it doesn't drive for some reason. Fucking walks 10 miles.
Because he's a badass, bro.
You think I'm a badass, you'd be cold halfway through. Should have drove. It's way farther than I thought.
He's like, I really misjudged this.
This is not a good idea.
You see him walking from so far away. That scene is actually one of the scenes I just hate the most. Because everyone's like, you're going to get it. Just wait and see. And it's just like so far off in the distance. They have to cut to when he gets there. And then they fist fight for some reason.
Even though
the fucking mob boss guy had a gun.
It'd be awesome if he stopped, put his hands on his knees, like, just a sec.
It's fucking slippery.
So tired. It's
been a long ass
walk. Hard to keep your balance.
So whose pick was Planet of the Apes?
I think it was Wong.
I don't remember. It might have been. I don't remember.
Because I hope we're not completely ignoring, like, a Patreon's pick.
No.
Well, the only patrons are me and the other guy.
That's true. Justin, yeah.
Or just
Jason.
Jason.
Wow. Oh, fuck, man.
I said Jason. You said Justin. That threw me the fuck off.
Sorry. I knew it was a J name. Sorry, Jerome.
J Crew.
He's next, right?
I think so.
We can still talk about it. I
got to go out to my car and get my list because I forgot it in there.
2.5 hours in, and we've talked about 10 things.
It's a long episode.
Mostly insurance.
Some people really like long episodes.
And jobs and TV shows and Detective Pikachu, which is the shit.
I feel like a Hornswoggle to me somehow. Like, I'm going to show up and watch it and be like,
motherfuckers.
It was funny, I promise. Terrible. It was funny.
Like, he meant it literally.
When you say Detective it like Pikachu that, is I promise. Shit. It's funny.
No, it's not. I promise. It was funny.
Just Hornswoggled into the first Pokemon movie. And I hate
who hornswoggled you into the watching the first Pokemon movie?
My friend Brandon Fleck.
What's with you in the word hornswoggle? Where the fuck is that coming from?
I don't know, but my friend Brandon Fleck loved anime. He's like, it's going to be good. I'd never seen Pokemon. We show up.
That was the one with Mew.
Sea of three-year-olds. Like five-year-olds to three-year-olds. Well, look yeah. like child molesters. There's no parents. I watched the whole damn movie and I was like, it's hot garbage. Like, why were we here?
I liked it.
Sure you did.
I did.
That's
too.
Why I can't watch.
But I
Detective Pikachu.
Senior Pikachu.
The thing is that I came out when General I was Pikachu. A kid. That's why. Pokemon was started when I was young. I watched brand new episodes.
And yeah, we somehow our one buddy who liked this shit got like eight of us to go, and we all just sat there going like, "What the fuck's the matter?"
I swear to God, if the sequels to Detective Pikachu aren't like Captain Pikachu and like
Senior Pikachu, I don't know. That might get a couple of protesters or something.
Be like, why is Ryan Reynolds playing a Mexican Pikachu?
Fucking why? I mean, why is he playing a Pikachu anyway?
I know, dude.
Well, that's a part point. Of it's a part of the fucking movie.
It's made.
it's Japanese culture. Maybe I don't know where Pikachu came from.
Ryan Reynolds is stealing a job from all those unemployed Pikachus out there.
No, it's fine. All those animators are now working on the redo of Sonic.
Oh Jesus!
That movie
looks so.
I thought it looked funny too.
It looks so bad though.
I don't know about the plot, so I have no idea about the plot. But here's thought the little parts that I saw.
We start writing
funny.
A movie yes. tomorrow it because looks they're
funny, but overall
right
bad.
Yeah, it might trick me. I might watch it and go like, "Fuck, this is awful." But the small little parts that I saw, I thought were funny.
Like so, it. What 80s and 90s properties are left that we could remake?
Don't think it matters. I think you can make anything right now.
Mask. No, I mean that like somebody hasn't made yet because there's Mask still humanoid.
Yeah, but Jim Carrey could just do a second
Thundercats.
There's already a second Mask.
No, really? Not the Mask. Mask yeah, like the guys that have like, the transforming cars.
Like the not G.I. Joe.
It'd be a little rough. No, maybe not. I don't know. Probably
yeah, you'd probably
successful.
Make $1 billion off of it.
Centurions.
Yeah. Silverhawks.
Silverhawks.
That's something people don't think about.
What was the bird show, Gotcha Man? I know it was basically anime. But it was like people fighting some evil organization in bird costumes.
Oh, just a Space Coast movie somehow.
Oh my god! One of the greatest episodes of Space Ghost Coast to Coast is they have Beck on
every episode.
Well, no, they have Beck. Yeah. They have Beck on as like the guest. Okay, he's all. I'm pleased to welcome Beck as our guest today. Oh no, we're under attack. And then, like, a thing goes across the screen that says, you know, experiencing temporary difficulties. Please stay tuned. And you just hear all the characters from the show going, pew, pew,
this pew, is where pew, I thought pew, we got pew, our laser pew, noises pew, from. Pew, pew, pew.
And then right before they go to commercial break, they're like, all right, we're back, but we got to go to commercial break. They go to the break, come back from the break, and do the exact same thing. So they never talk to Beck, and they just make laser noises through the whole
which
episode.
Is honestly where I thought our laser noises came from.
Oh, I need to introduce my kids to that show. That show's amazing.
Don't forget the two music albums they recorded.
Do you know who Space Ghost is?
So back in the Hanna-Barbera cartoon day, Space Ghost was like a superhero that had like kind of like a team of sidekicks, and he was serious in those cartoons, but they're so dumb that it was like really, really goofy. So it
can't be to the next level.
Like kind of at the beginning
like
of
Ernest?
Like
it's Hanna-Barbera
yes,
making
but
a
not
superhero.
On purpose.
So like at the beginning of like Cartoon Network's like kind of Adult Swim thing, they took the character of Space Ghost and gave him like a talk show where they just do stupid stuff.
It's like straight up like Jimmy Fallon, where he's like the host. And then they have a TV screen.
That's the guest.
That's a real fucking person talking to Space Ghost. And they're always doing something crazy. And it's fucking good.
It is really. I highly recommend finding it, one. That is a part of my childhood.
Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Which nobody can find anywhere.
I love the episodes where Space Ghost gets into arguments with the guests.
Oh, and he dislikes them, shoots them off into space and stuff. His music guy is this bug named Zorak that hates him because he's a prisoner. Like, he's a bad guy that's a prisoner of Space Ghost. And he makes him do the
forced
music.
To be on the show.
Yeah. He's all, play that outro music, Zorak. Shut up.
Or Brack.
Brack, who's just
my favorite.
Also a prisoner. He's also a bad guy that's a prisoner.
Was Moltar as well?
Yeah,
also the guy who's running the tech.
Giant lava man running the tech.
We don't kind of a sound dumbass. As funny as it is.
All he ever does is pull a lever.
It is very good.
So, Planet of the Apes, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
You did it.
I'm damn dirty apes.
If I ran honest, I think I'm thumbs middle, but there is the nostalgia that I can still watch it and enjoy it. But I don't.
I've never seen the sequels.
I don't think it's good. I think
the sequels are awesome.
Most people would sit down and watch it.
There's like five or six other movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think there's five.
I know they exist, but I've never seen them. I think there's one with all on a school bus or something.
I think I've seen like the first three on repeat a ton, and then after that, it just kind of fell off.
Hashtag Laserdisc.
Do we just want to go into the end?
I know I had them all.
Can we pause real quick so I can grab my notebook so I say everything right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, so do you want me to just pause?
We'll take a quick break. Taking a quick break. We'll be back in a second.
Pew pew.
Here's a few reasons why you should be listening to the Unwritable Rant podcast with host Juliette Miranda. She can tell a great story.
If you can't play dead, play drunk. And it works, I swear.
She interviews celebrities that have great stories.
If we have a cousin that's kind of strange, we don't put him away or tuck him away. We set him on an old dryer out in the front yard with alcohol and let him wave at people.
right, and then you tell your friends about it.
And she's tolerant and loves kids.
So these kids go running up after the ball, and I stand up and I yell, "Kids die in the street all the time!"
So head on over to theunwritablerant.com and listen to the show.
This is Sam DeLaRosa, artist for Marvel and DC. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
All right, we're back. Reptiles.
I can't wait for that.
Taxes and reptile talk.
I can't wait for that.
Right?
Carrie Elwes. He's going to Comic-Con.
Oh, at the convention. Sorry, I thought you were referring to a movie or something.
No.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, yeah. I don't think he's done much since then.
Saw.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about Saw.
All the Saws?
No, just in two. Oh, yeah.
The first one and then the last one, I think.
I thought he was in the second one.
No.
The other guy.
I guess technically at the very, very beginning because they kind of show that he went out, but that was it.
But I think it's actually just like a decapitated corpse or
something. It might be. He's in the first one and then he like makes a miraculous return in the very last one.
I think Saw, the first movie, which is completely off topic again. Is probably one of the best twists of any movie.
Oh, it was so cool.
And like
so cool.
Because the movie was like the first Saw, nobody saw that shit coming.
No.
And it was I think it was just enough before the advent of like people complaining about spoiler alerts that like nobody felt the need to just ruin it for people
out of pure spite. I don't even know why. I'm not that big of a horror fan, but I was just like I remember every
it had a lot of hype around it.
It did, because I remember a bunch of people went Saw every night. But I do remember most movies I see with a twist. Before the twist gets there, you can feel it coming. You don't always know exactly what it is, but it's like this is. But fucking Saw came out of fucking nowhere. Like I was like, oh, he's fucked up. What? No,
that guy's been alive the whole fucking time.
Yeah, it was. I remember that got me.
It was pretty cool.
And then they continued to make worse movies. In a row, because
yeah,
it was
but more
so good,
more gross movies
still made more money.
I don't blame them. You know, if I could shit in bags more, I would. But I can only do it one time. Yeah, I don't blame them at all. I would do it.
Which death in Saw do you think is the grossest?
Falling into the pit of hypodermic needles.
Yes,
I cannot fucking handle that scene.
She didn't die though.
Yeah, that's the worst part of the whole thing.
He said deaths. That's like all. That's why I'm saying.
That was the most impractical Saw too, because the house ended up being like nothing that special. Just a house. Maybe it's just because I'm a bigger guy, but You got all this crazy shit. I'm running through a wall at some point.
That's true.
I've done it before.
I definitely can bust through some drywall. So yeah, I probably would be in the same boat.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, crazy shit. Oh, crazy shit. See you guys. I did it when I was 10. Pretty sure I can do it now.
Doyle's just leaving like cartoon sized holes in the wall. Perfectly shaped.
Just like shaped like Doyle.
Yeah. After the first one, though, you can be like, oh, my back. Oh, shit.
I don't care. I'll throw my back out.
I need my muscle relaxing.
I'll be all fucked up in the front yard. Safe. Oh, shit. Call an ambulance.
Also,
up in there.
Also, there's some crazy shit going on in there.
Save me first.
Save me first.
I'm the one who told you about what's going on.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I'm out here. We're here together right now. Just take care of me first.
Oh, man. So, go ahead.
I was going to say it's a law. It's a law. You saw me first.
He's all, sir, I can't help you. You're too big to pick up right now.
Oh, failure. Yeah,
we got a crane on the way. I know. I would assume that you'd say the same about me. Small forklift.
Pull you out on a pallet instead of a stretcher.
I love more you, effective. Man.
Some extra beef.
Yeah. Throw a couple boxes of beef. Take some of this. Gotta even out the pallet.
Out the pallet. Is that Chet pallet being recorded? Wrap it
up. Why is he cellophane wrapped on that pallet? Oh, he fell.
Yeah. You gotta keep him.
Something about a pit full of hypodermic needles. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Have you seen him? We need to keep him fresh.
Why does he have a pallet ID? That happens. I don't know. The machine does that.
We see he's already been delivered to Safeway by accident. So
they kept him.
They're selling him by the pound. Why you like that grocery store? Yeah.
This is going to make more sense when you listen to the episode.
We talked about this earlier.
I don't care.
Probably more funny.
My mouth hurts.
What is our next pop culture?
Our next pop culture. I am so glad you asked that.
Wow.
I've been on deck with that for this entire time. Our next pick is from you, Doyle.
Oh, and shit. It's Time Willy Cop? Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Which one?
The original.
We're watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The other one is called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's true. The one that doesn't need to be named.
I fucking hate that movie.
Me too.
Which one?
Charlie.
The new one?
The Tim Burton one.
You know, my kids like it.
I hate it.
But I have a hard time watching it.
You know, Tim Burton, you fucked up a lot of shit. Done some good stuff too, but
Planet of the Apes.
Not everything is Scissorhands.
I think most of that's true. I was gonna say most of his shit that people love is animated, but you're right. Scissorhands is pretty good.
I haven't seen it in so long. Maybe that's gonna be a pop culture classic because it's been a long time.
So here's a question.
Oh, please don't make me watch Edward Scissorhands again.
Here's a question. Tim Burton has made, in my opinion, 50-50 good and horrible movies.
Yeah. I would say it's more like 25-75. But
he's much like.
I'm trying to be generous.
I put him and Shyamalan in a box.
That's where I was going. Like, why is Tim Burton on a higher platform than Shyamalan?
Because some of the stuff that he came out with immediately wasn't just, like, critically acclaimed. It was, like, award-winning.
Yeah.
But not only that, it's, like, defining.
And Disney.
Yes. Like it was, and some of it's Nightmare Before Christmas, which
that's
is
what
like,
I'm saying. Like,
all of
that
it
shit
is
won
Nightmare
awards
Christmas.
And Disney, and it's like a perennial classic. Like there's not the Nightmare Before Christmas. For some people, it's like a Halloween time movie. For some people, it's a Christmas movie. But for most people that like that kind of thing, they're watching it once a year. There's not an M. Night Shyamalan movie that you're watching once a year on purpose.
Nope. Science. Sometimes on accident.
Sixth Sense, only good the first time you see it.
That was another movie that had an epic fucking twist. Although I did see that one coming though. But not, it was only like 5 minutes before.
I was kind of that was probably the first movie I ever was really annoyed that someone spoiled for me. Like somebody was like, oh, hey, he sees ghosts. Get it? The little kid's a ghost. I was like, well, fuck you, dude.
Kill
like,
you now.
The little kid wasn't the ghost.
No, or no, he's the ghost.
Oh,
the ghost.
I was like, wait a minute, I watched that whole movie wrong.
Sorry,
he
I said
is
that backwards.
Dead people.
That's how long it's been since I've seen it. What if they're both ghosts and everybody's misunderstanding the film?
Oh fuck!
Oh my god, who just had a joke about Sixth Sense recently? Who talks about it's more believable to everybody that he's just in a bad marriage for that entire year than that he sees dead people. Because the whole time he's talking to his spouse and his spouse won't talk back. And he's like, that's how unbelievable that shit is.
But yeah, so next time we're not watching Sixth Sense. We're watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That's a movie I watch every Thanksgiving. I don't know why.
I don't have a time. It's been actually several years since I've seen it. So
nice.
I just watched it last year.
Well, every Thanksgiving, I assume, as of November, was the last time you watched it. Not the latest.
If you want more information about the show, because I think we're wrapping up, yes?
We're 8 minutes into this last segment. I have no idea what we're doing.
Well, I thought that's why we're positive.
We're free-balling
it. Does anybody else have anything else to talk about?
No, we'll interrupt you with something.
So if you want to know more about the show, you can visit us at www.totlb.com.
Free-balling?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Outside Long Box.
Nowhere.
A lot of balls.
Facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. On YouTube at tinyurl.com/totlbtube.
How much semen did we make during this episode?
I think it was like 12. I think it was 12 million every 20 or 30 minutes or some shit like that.
Ridiculous. You keep going. I'm calculating.
All right. Of course, if you want to be interviewed on the show, you can shoot us an email outsidethelongbox@gmail.com.
That math is too crazy.
You'll get a hold of Juan. Juan will set it up. We'll try not to.
You're a brand new person every 27 minutes. Screw 27 days.
And of course, if you have any opinions about anything that we've said, you can give us a phone call at 970-573-6148.
2 hours and 50 minutes.
On the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. I don't really know what's happening. I'm just going to power through this shit. You can find us on patreon.com/TOTLB to support us. And of course, our Patreon supporters are Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle,
this
Devin, Taylor,
so
Jason, Steve,
Christine,
Michael, and Megan. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I'm pretty sure we're about to find out how many semen we've made.
129,600,000.
All right, now times it by four for everyone.
Oh.
I've had a vasectomy. Do I still make semen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Who wants a baby, bitches? Because we produce it.
I can't. Yeah. Mine are stuck, I think, inside.
But if you just want a good time, call Gabe.
Yeah.
We can get him out of there.
Jesus. That voice. Oh, God.
Please don't get my semen out. Like, I feel like I want them to stay where they're at.
You got cum in those balls?
You got cum in those balls? Try it.
With that... You go first. When you say, I'm Doyle.
Oh, yeah. There
you
go. I didn't know where we were either.
I'm number two, Doyle.
I'm Tim.
Wait, I'm Juan.
Maybe number three.
I've been Gabe. Sorry I was late. This has been the latest episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box, which apparently was about mostly nothing.
Yes.
Mostly nothing.
Isn't that every episode kind of?
Yeah, this isn't.
We can go into another whole segment right now.
Yeah, I don't think we need to.
Dude, we just produced like 100,000 more sperms. Why?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.